Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
family.
How is everybody doing?
Let me just make sure my volume is right.
I think
I'm okay.
I don't know why I thought I had an echo. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, maybe that'll clear itself up.
I don't know why I have an echo. That makes no sense. Okay. Is that better? Let me see. Just got to test these things out. Okay, I think we're good now. Whew, you know, electronic devices and all kinds of things. I'm going to get into that tonight because I have so much to share for tonight. But first, I just would love to wish everybody within the sound of my voice, wherever you are on this beautiful planet called Earth, or if you're hanging out in a nearby planet or galaxy and you're picking up these waves, happy 2022. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about the year. That is the year that they say it is. We know that there's a whole different count for the year. There's a whole different new year, all that, but whatever. Just in the scheme of things, happy 2022. Now, what I'm excited about is that 2022 is an actual mastery number. If you add up all the numbers, you got 222. When you have master numbers, you don't add the similar digits, okay? So I'm just really hoping that everyone had a wonderful holiday season, whether you celebrated Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever, or nothing at all. Many, many, many blessings to everyone for 2022 and beyond, okay? So, as I said, it's a master year. This is kind of special. We don't get this all the time, especially since it's 2022, which then lends itself to being a perfect mastery triad, so 222. As I mentioned, we do not add master numbers. Master numbers are 11, 22, 33, 44, 555, 777, you know, like 1111. Anytime you've got the same digit in sequence, that's a master number, okay? Numerology is real. And mathematics is the universe's language. So I'm urging everyone yet again to gather information on yourself. And when I say that, I mean it. I mean, find out what your numerological chart says about you, okay? And to find out your numbers, you add your birth date up and you break down all the double digits into single digits, okay, only if they are different. So let's see. I don't count because I have mastery in my birthday. My husband and I have mastery in our birthdays. But say you're born January 21st, 1972. Add all that up. If you come up to a master number, you hold it, you keep it. You don't add it together. So if you have 44, it's not going to equal 8. Okay, 44 is 44. And you can look up all of the mastery numbers as high as you wish to go. Very, very important, you know. I personally have 3 11s in my chart, so this makes me what they call a triple master because I have 3 11s in my chart with regard to my name and my birth date. So this could also lend itself to why I'm a teacher, I'm a life counselor, I'm a researcher, I'm an entertainer, I'm a scholar. I like to research and find information. I like to have knowledge. I don't really mess around too much in belief. I like knowledge. I love knowledge. I want to know. Been that way since I was a little girl. It has not changed. As I've gotten older, it's gotten more intense, which is why I'm still ordering books and I'm always looking at new lectures and I'm sitting through 3 and 4 hour lectures and symposiums and what have you. Most people are like, I don't know how you do that. I can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I do. But it enables me and it empowers me to to bring you the information I bring you. So I know my role, I know my place, and I don't have any problem obeying the universe and my numbers and my astrological chart as well. I know fully who I am and who I came here to be, and I really want the same for everyone who can hear me. A lot of us are really dabbling and dancing around in these bodies, and we're not taking things seriously, or we actually believe that economic empowerment is more important than spiritual and knowledge of self-empowerment. It goes the other way around. Sorry. Because you could have all the money in the world, and if you're dumb as a bag of rocks, then you're going to get got, right? Or you can have all the money in the world, and you've gotten it by ill-gotten gains, stepping on people, hurting people, just being terrible, and you have all this money, but you're wicked and evil and disgusting. And I keep saying these types of things because I need for my audience to realize the reality behind these things. It's very real. So I'm going to speak for a little while on numerology and astrology and what it is that we're doing here, okay? And what's happening also in our, like, entire astrological universe, what's going on, and all the wonderful planets that are transiting, and some really serious things are going on. And so you might feel it and not really understand why you're feeling what you're feeling, because the planets will always, always have an influence on human life. We are symbiotic with it. We are symbiotic with our entire solar system and cosmos. This is important. I hope you feel me. I hope you really, really, really hear me. And that's why I'm always going in talking about we have to get our birth charts done. Like I got at least 4 charts, but I'm saying, and they concur, so I'm good with that. But if you've never gotten your astrological birth chart done, I'm urging you to do so. I don't care if you got to go all the way back to your birth certificate and find out what time you were born, because your most accurate reading is going to have the date, the time, and the location of where you were born. Whoever, when you came out of your mama, what time you came out of your mama, and where you were. Very, 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 very important. Okay, we don't have zodiacs just for fun and to wear a medallion or have a funky poster. That is not what we do this for. This is really information for you to be able to navigate your life, okay, through your life, your whole life. And so we're going to take a little journey real quick. I hope you're with me. I know some of you are. I can see you. La, 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 la. Anyone new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. And I also get people like, how come you don't do it on Instagram Live? And how come you, I'm like, maybe sometimes I don't always want to be seen. I don't mind if you just hear my voice sometimes. It's okay. You know, and maybe I'll do a post on Instagram maybe later this week at some point. But this is my medium. I enjoy this. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. This is how it's popping. So if you can't see me, imagine. And just listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. Okay. Again, I say that receiving my numerology report helped me to understand why my intellect is so high and why I'm interested in so many different things and why I can thrive in each one of the areas with skill and expertise. I can profit off of it. I can, you know, monetize these things, which I have over the years. So it's interesting because when I do explain to people the different things I can do, have done, know how to create or make, they're like, what? Like, you know, I guess some people really maybe have like a few things. I have a very long list. But my intellect is broad. My skill set is vast. And so I'm operating within the matrix of my world, me. And this is how you operate in your world. But if you do not know, anything past your sun sign, and that's cool if even if you've got your sun sign, that's the easiest to get, but I keep saying you need to know where your moon is, you need to know where your rising is, you need to know where you are with relation to each of the planets, all of the heavenly bodies, and all of the zodiac, everything. When you get a little hold on that, you get some serious power and some serious information, because when you can apply the information and it becomes knowledge, and the knowledge becomes the power, okay? I hope I remember this because I have a thought, but I want to try to come back to it. In any event, I continue to encourage everybody, please get your birth chart, get your numerology chart. Like, I keep stressing it because it's just so important for you to have the blueprint on your life. Okay, and then once you get yours and that's cool, then you should also get the birth charts for, like, your mate, your spouse, children, maybe people you work with, so you know who you're dealing with in your world. And it's all right there in the chart. And I've done charts for naysayer upon naysayer, and they get their chart, and they're like, holy frijoles. They cannot believe how accurate the reading is. And I'm not a master astrologer at all. So I would encourage the family to reach out to my sister, Ty Phoenix, on Instagram, T-I-Y-E, Phoenix like the bird. She is an amazing master astrologer, and I definitely mess with her when it comes to what's going on. She gave a very powerful reading last week about the full moon, and the full moon was in Cancer. So, honey, whew, Cancers were kind of feeling it a lot, and some of y'all were wilding out because that's just what happens. You know, Cancer is one of the most mutable signs because it moves with the moon, and the moon changes every day. So Cancers change every day. So they're not crazy. They're just very sensitive. And depending on their level of intellect, sometimes they can understand and understand and overstand why their lives or why what's happening is happening. And then you get other ones who are just real dramatic, real boastful, or crazy ignorant, okay, just combative, ignorant, don't really know too much, and then you're in an adult body. So then when you get, you know, pulled on something, you wild out because you don't have the skill set or the knowledge to deal with the situation. Seen that many, many times with lots of different cancers that I have come in contact with. So, you know, it's not a game, a joke, or a drill. It's real. Okay, it's very real. And if you think I'm joking, don't play games. The Pope has a master astrologer. There's a master astrologer at the Vatican, okay? Leagues of other nations, okay, and nation heads and heads of state, they utilize astrology. Ty broke it down real, real good. She talked about when they first brought on this lockdown BS and how nobody could go anywhere, you know, Cancer was very prevalent in, I forgot which other zodiac, but it meant Cancer means home. Cancer represents home life, what makes you comfortable and cozy at home. And so all that stay at home, stay at home, stay at home, don't go outside, don't go outside, that was a very Cancerian type of energy. And I'm sure the powers that be know that because they mess with astrology. So I think it's time for all of us. Like, if you ain't been doing it, get into it, okay? Like James Brown said, get involved, get into it, because it's really important and you'll get a lot of information, and it also helps you to sidestep a lot of stupidity. That's muy importante. Okay, because there's a lot of craziness going on, and if you are not aware of why or what's really happening, you're going to be like, oh, my God, and you might feel real thrown about and kind of crazy. Anybody got time for that? We really don't. So right now, there's so much happening above our heads, meaning astrologically, okay? There's so much popping off in the cosmos. So when we fail to pay attention to what the planets and the heavenly bodies are doing, a lot of us seem to fall victim to the planet's energies, and then we remain in ignorance. Okay, we fail to learn valuable lessons that the universe has in store for us. Okay, and I speak about this again often. It's very, very important. Serious. At present, planet Mercury is in retrograde in Aquarius. Once again, Mercury is in retrograde in Aquarius. This is super intense. A lot of people have a tendency, and I've said this before because I usually cover retrogrades in this program, people look at retrogrades negatively, like they're bad, you know, and all hell's going to break loose and blah, 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 blah. But that isn't necessarily true. Retrogrades basically are when a planet seems to be moving backwards in our heavenly horizon in its juxtaposition to Earth. But they're not really moving backwards. It just looks that way to our earthly perspective, okay? Basically, retrogrades represent a return. As my sister Ty Phoenix and other master astrologists say, she says it, I love the way she breaks it down because she turns it into like a whole little drama and everything. But she said it's like when you forgot your keys or your cell phone in the house and you're going out, you're in the car, you get ready, you're backing out the driveway, you're about to be down the block and you're like, oh, I forgot my phone. I got to go back for that. I need that. And you go back to get it. So Mercury represents communication, dexterity, skills, scheduling, travel, okay? Usually when there's a Mercury retrograde, we definitely advise people to give themselves more travel time, to stop and think about what you're going to say before you say it. Don't just blurt it out because Mercury can have you blurting stuff out, but then you could be wrong. So hold it. It can also bring about arguments because it's, you know, miscommunication. If Mercury it going direct is about communication, then trust me, retrograde can mean miscommunication. And it depends on what it's in. So right now, Mercury is retrograde in Aquarius. Well, Aquarius represents knowledge, knowing. Okay? Aquarius represents knowledge and knowing. Hence, this Mercury retrograde period means that we're returning to acquire additional knowledge about something that we're ignorant about or that we don't know or maybe we need to confirm or whatever, but we need more information. We need knowledge because information is Gemini. Knowledge is Aquarius. So this Mercury retrograde in Aquarius is like going back for some serious inquiry into knowledge. Now, not just that, wait for it. Planet Venus is retrograde in Capricorn. Baby, y'all better get ready. Venus represents love, femininity, beauty, resources, value. It rules Taurus and Libra, both zodiacs. It rules both of them. Okay? Now, give me a minute. Naturally, Venus in Taurus also represents money and fine things, okay? Capricorn represents business, reverence, loyalty, traditions. It's ruled by Saturn. Yes, the planet with the ring around it. Think about this. Saturn represents discipline, time, constriction, restriction, and order, okay? So this Venus retrograde in Capricorn represents, number one, an esteemed older woman with celebrity or fame dying, passing on, or grave change happening to her. Okay? Now, I love it how Ty put it together because she said that represented the passing of Betty White. Okay, it also has to do with business royalties being paid up or any other type of revenue that was due you that you didn't get or maybe somebody cheated you out of something or whatever. Now is the time to pay up. It's a very you owe me something energy right now with Venus retrograde in Capricorn. It is pay up time. Okay, you can't just act like it's not didn't happen. No, it is real. You know, so if some of y'all are expecting a lovely windfall of money, get ready, baby. All right. Now, Uranus, some people say Uranus, I say Uranus, which is the great awakener, all right, it's the planet of rebellion, basically, and going against norms. Uranus has ended its five-month retrograde and is now moving direct in Taurus. A lot is happening in Taurus. Now, Taurus is one of the most stubborn signs, baby. Woo! Trust when I tell you. I'm talking about stubborn. Stubborn, stubborn is a rock, like a mule's mule, stubborn. So we got a lot of Taurian energy moving around. But Taurus also, like I said, deals with fine things and value and stuff like that. So depending on where Uranus is in your chart, where Taurus is in your chart, or even if you're a sun Taurus or a moon Taurus or a rising Taurus, pay attention, okay? Uranus retrograde happens once a year. Now, according to Maddie Murphy, the co-founder of the Cosmic RX and the Cosmic Revolution, when we were in Uranus retrograde, many people felt like we were stalled, we were stagnant, okay, a little stuck in some areas of our lives, or we were being prevented from progressing in the way we desired. Many people felt restless and frustrated. Now that it's moving direct in the stubborn sign of Taurus, our foundations will be most affected. We are being warned to expect the unexpected. Excuse me. And this is especially true because the North Node of Destiny entered Taurus on the same day. I hope y'all are listening and you can really get where I'm coming from because this is a lot of energy. So the North Node has entered Taurus. The South Node has entered Scorpio. They move together. Lunar nodes work as a pair of opposites that move together in the same degree. Okay? So for the next 19 months, the North Node in Taurus allows us to work a little smarter and not harder and attain the financial prosperity we desire. Nice, right? The South Node in Scorpio brings surrender, release, giving away, and letting go. This is also going to usher in a release of shadows, inner ghosts, mysteries, secrets, and power plays. Also, if whatever you've been holding on to unnecessarily, you will probably find the courage to set it down and let it go. Okay, maybe you didn't have it before, but you have it now. All right? So now we can begin to see a little clearer and take advantage of any and all opportunities because it's happening in Taurus. Our foundations will be most affected, like I said, areas relating to money, material possessions, real estate, and our connection to our values. This will also encourage us to look inward by becoming the most unique and authentic versions of ourselves. The day after Uranus went direct, the sun moved into Aquarius, the water bearer. According to Naranya Montefiore, senior astrologer for astrology.com, themes around the environment, insurrection, technology, the financial market, and so on, and cryptocurrencies will also be bound to be all over the news. So it's very interesting. And we'll see how these things play out, you know, in our near future and future. But it's very, very interesting because the North and South nodes were in Gemini and Sagittarius. And so that was a very different type of energy. Gemini represents communication and information, not necessarily communication, but information. Excuse me. And Sagittarius is hardcore. But Sagittarius also has to do with focus and expansion, the expanding of things. So now that that's over and we've got this Taurian Scorpio thing popping off, baby, got to get ready. Like, I don't know if we're going to like it or we're not going to like it. It depends on who you are and how well you handle stuff. And like I said, what your chart actually has to offer. That's the thing. And everybody's different. So, you know, like I just keep saying, pay attention. Don't take things for granted. You know, seriously, when you need to meditate, please do so. Instead of having an argument, learn how to be quiet. You know, unless it's an argument that you know needs to happen, but I'm so serious. Do not get into twists of words and all kind of miscommunication because you can really find yourself taking something that you can't, saying something that you can't take back. And we all know how sexy that is not. So all this is interesting. In current news, there was a major, major protest in Washington, D.C. yesterday, Sunday, over the vaccine mandates. Fierce. I was like, wow. Now, mainstream media barely mentioned it. I don't even know if I saw any coverage about it at all today in the news at all. But it did happen. Thousands and thousands of people gathered, and they had many speakers. And, you know, these people are very serious, you know. I mean, I'm one of them. I just ain't go nowhere. But this is a very serious matter. I'm not going to delve too deep into it. If you want to listen to prior episodes and really get it, you can, because I know I went in on prior episodes. I'm really trying to lay up off of that now. Excuse me. And continue to move forward and bring you all more information that you might not be aware of. But, and I may touch on a few things before this show is over, but, you know, I've been on this for some time now. And I'm very, very concerned because a lot of people are suffering and a lot more are going to suffer. And it's not just about getting it so you could keep your job, which I think was horrible and gangsta. I don't know if you're aware, but another judge just blocked Biden's mandate for vaccines for federal employees. That got blocked again. And I don't understand how, if judges are blocking the mandate for federal employees and other situations, how is it that other employers like Amazon or whoever can mandate and ask people to get this thing? I just think it's so unfair. And the ill part that I also learned, a lot of the nurses and medical staff who got fired when they refused to take it, now they're being called back to work because the people that stayed at work and took it are sick. Are you following me, and did you hear what I just said? I watched a very fierce interview with a nurse. She got laid off at the beginning of December because she refused to take the tenderoni. And now, January, she's getting called back to work because her other constituents who did take the Stabby Stab are sick. And so they're all being called back to work. Think about that for a hot second. I'll let that marinate. And maybe it's just me, maybe because I'm a child of the 60s and I'm that revolutionary baby and I don't go along with the fray so easily. I've never been the bandwagon chick. Let a job tell me that I'd have to get a shot in order to keep my job, and I'm losing my job. I'm probably going to seek an alternate career. I don't like to be bullied. I don't like to be forced to do anything. Again, I am an Aries, and we're fierce with that. I don't like to be made to do anything I don't want to do. I really, really, really don't. I'm a disciplined individual. I handle my handle, and I do what's necessary. But if I'm put in a position where, like, I got a knife to my head or, like, you really trying to force me to do something, it ain't going to go the way you think. That's just me. It's not going to go the way you think. So, you know, I know people who were faced with the same alternative. Some of them gave in and they actually got it, and some of them said F it. Some of them packed up and moved to other states. And this is why I always talk about having a little extra coinage. So if you need to make a power move, you can. Have a little something on the side, even if it's just enough to get you two states away, but in any direction. But get it done. You could do that. You didn't have to cave in. And they've pushed people with so much fear. And that just really gets my goat. It really gets under my skin. It really, really gets under my skin. How dare they tell people that? That's crazy. I'm sorry. I wasn't going to go here, but that is crazy to me. And over money, when if something happens to me, God forbid, I can't sue, you're not financially liable or responsible, I can't get guaranteed aid or hospitalization or anything like that. This is a money game. Hospitals and medical institutions are getting money for people who get the stabby stab. They get money. Just like if there's a COVID case, they get money. If a person is put on a ventilator, they get like $30,000 to $33,000. Somebody dies of it, or they just label them dying of it, because like we said before, you had people who came in with, you know, from a motorcycle accident, car accident, gunshot wounds, stabs, all this stuff, and they got labeled as having the C-19. When they died, the hospital got money. They got C-19 money. This is a money game. This has nothing to do with your safety, your health, the health of your children, okay? I keep telling people, like, this whole thing with forcing it on the children above 5 years old, how about hell no? Sorry. Ain't no way in the world you get my kid. Ain't no way in the world you get my child to have to inject some unknown substance that you really don't know what it's going to do to them because you don't have enough research. Real talk, fam. Had a conversation with some people when we were traveling. And Honey, Lish, and I were away. And what's fierce is that, how do I put this? I was having a conversation with a brother, and he's going in on, we're talking about the stabby stab. Now, apparently, I'm imagining, especially from the way he sounded, okay, especially from the way he was talking, he has already gotten the stabby stab stab, okay? Already. So I think his reaction was that of slight panic mode, because he really is afraid. In any event, what he tried to say to me was that because the government created this thing, this virus, they definitely have the antidote because, how did he say? He said they definitely have the antidote because they wouldn't create something that they didn't create an antidote for. Now, that's cute if we're watching a Marvel movie or James Bond, maybe. But in all honesty, do you really believe that this government would give a flim-flam filth about you, period, at all? Do you really believe that? These are the same people that won't even give you a loan to buy a house. These are the same people trying to kill you and your children. These are the same people. So you really believe that they would give that much about you that, oh, we're going to rush to do this because we're going to make sure that we can save everybody? No, 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 no. And that's why I continue to reiterate, and I'm sorry if I make people uncomfortable when I reiterate this, but I did do this research, and I heard what I heard, and I saw what I saw quite clearly. And that was that this is an extermination plan. And so a lot of the people that were in Washington, D.C. yesterday are well aware of that. Got to give a mad shout out to my girl Michelle, A Dream Life, the street PhD on Instagram. She's awesome. Also got to give a super duper shout out to Reza Islam and Vicky Dillard. Reza and Vicky had a podcast last night. I didn't get to see it, but I know it was probably dope. I didn't get to, you know, to see that podcast, but, you know, they've been popping lately, and it's so much that we are unaware of unless you are a geek slash researcher like myself. And unless you really, I'm going to put it to you this way, and forgive me and don't get mad at me, but if you really give a damn about human life, yours, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your children, whoever, you might have done some due diligence. And so I keep saying what escapes me, and I probably won't stop saying it. What escapes me is highly intelligent individuals that I know personally have signed themselves up for this. Some of them are doing pretty good. Nothing has happened to them at this point. And I think that's awesome. But I even have know some that have that took the stabby stab, and they still test positive. We know now, Funky Fauci came out and said it, is 90 days of immunity after you get your first stabby stab. 90 days. What's 90 days? 3 months. That ain't nothing. And that's why they want you to keep getting a booster and a booster and a booster. So then, comedian Eddie Griffin, my homie, has been posting a lot, you know, in his comedic way, about the stabby stab, the masks, just different things that have been surrounding the C-19, okay? Just different things. And you get people that now want to criticize him for his posts. One of his most poignant posts was an arm, the side of an arm, with like probably 15 vaccinated Band-Aids on it, you know, the little round one, you know, and he's like, this is what your future look like if y'all want to keep getting all of these daggone shots. And it's only a matter of time before something happens, something outside of your ordinary life experience, and they don't want to discuss this at all. And I have friends, nurses and doctors and clinicians and what have you in the medical industry, and all of them are telling me that the people that they are receiving, you know, that are sick are the people who are stabbed already. And they're so confused and they're so upset because they're like, I did what they said. I got it. I got the vaccine. They told me to get the vaccine in order to keep my job. And I'm sick. Why am I sick? Good question. And so I get tight. I really do, because this is like so carefully orchestrated. And it's frightening how a lot of individuals have just fallen right in line. Right in line. Like following the Pied Piper, like the rats that follow the Pied Piper. I'm like, what am I looking at? So when I see protests in D.C. of thousands of people, and they ain't getting no coverage, and I see all the live footage of all of these people, black, white, everybody was out there, black, white, Asian, whatever. Everybody was out there, okay? I'm not even going to use the black and white. I'm going to use the real term, melanoid, cetionoid, rubenoid, and albinoid. Everybody was out there. They were all out there, and the speakers were so great. They were powerful. And so, at best, I'm continuing to stand on what I'm standing on, I believe it. I feel, and I believe, I know it's unconstitutional what's happening. Aside from the fact that it's not Christian, it ain't Muslim, it ain't nothing righteous. It ain't nothing righteous. Oh, have mercy. It's just not. It's saddening. So, again, if you did take the stabby stab, please eat lots of raw vegetables and fruit. Just do that for me. Get your alkaline water in. Okay, eat the fruits and vegetables with seeds. Eat seeded grapes and seeded watermelon, seeded with seeds, please. All right, exercise, all that good stuff. Check your bowel movement. There's a dude on Instagram talking about like what the perfect bowel movement is like. He's got, it's in three parts. Absolutely amazing. Very, very, very important. Because, yeah, you got to know what your boo-boo is supposed to look like. Sorry, but you should. It definitely shouldn't be black unless you ate a lot of, like, dark berries or dark, you know, green vegetables like mustard greens and kale and stuff like that. If you eat a whole truckload of that, then, yeah, your feces is going to be dark. But generally speaking, your feces is not supposed to look like it's black. A lot of black feces is actually cancerous. Again, our body is the most amazing machine that the universe has ever created. We are at the top of the kingdom for a reason. As human beings, as sapient human beings, with thought and integrity and compassion and empathy and all those emotions for others, which most animals don't necessarily have, even though cats and dogs can be loving, but you get where I'm coming from. So I want us to really, again, pay attention to what is really going on. Now, also what occurred, I can't remember which day it was. It was one day last week, though, when you may have heard about it, where the telecommunications companies went to launch 5G at midnight. I forgot what day it was, so forgive me with that one, and you can look it up on your own. But they had some serious blowback from the FCC, which is the Federal Communications Commission, and the FAA, Federal Aeronautics Administration, because the airline companies are begging them to not put 5G anywhere near an airport. Not in the airport, near the airport, on the plane, nowhere. Why, Amina? Because it apparently alters and messes with their altimeters and other equipment that they use to determine how high they are in the sky. How far away are they from the ground, if you will, or the ocean or whatever, but how far away they are from the surface of Earth. And so I would find that to be very, very important because if you think about it, I wouldn't want to be in a plane and I don't know how high up I am. That means that I can crash when it comes time to land because I don't know exactly how far apart the land is from my vessel. Again, obviously this is tested. Obviously Delta Airlines, American Airlines, Southwest, the whole crew, everybody knows. The aeronautic industry knows. And most of those planes are made by either Boeing or McDonnell Douglas. So if they know that the altimeters or altimeters, some people call them, get manipulated with that type of radiation, I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I said, that's also dangerous, too, because, you know, flying is fierce. And if you got 200 people on an airplane and you don't know how high up in the air you are, that could be an issue coming deck down. I'm just saying. But what really popped into my head was, okay, well, if it does all that to the altimeters and to other equipment on the plane, What type of damage does it do to the human body and other biological life forms? If it can disrupt an altimeter, which is a mechanical device, what is it going to do to you and I? What is it doing to birds and bees? And we already know what it's doing because we've seen it. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to sound facetious. I covered this before. I covered this. I talked about how thousands of birds have been dropping dead. They just drop out of the sky, just dropping dead. Since the institution of 4G and now 5G, also known as Cinco George, which is what I call it, we got honeybees that are dying by the millions. And all of the scientists say that this has to do with frequency. And, you know, again, radio waves, television waves, all we can't see them. We're being beamed down on real hard, but we can't see it physically. So what is that going to do? You do realize that during the initial lockdown, all through lockdown, fam, they put up 500 satellites in the sky. 500. All around Earth. It's so junky up in the sky. It's crazy. It's junky. So these are other things that we have to concern ourselves with. This is very serious. This is very serious. And I know, yeah, we all going to pass away one day and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like I continue to say, we're eternal entities. We're eternal beings. So you might not keep your body, but your soul is eternal. Again, our soul is eternal. So we're coming back anyway. We come and go from here to learn, to perfect ourselves, to become completely enlightened entities. That is really what we do here. And we have gotten so far off course. It's a shame. We are off course. So all these things that are going on, you know, I just beckon us to become more aware. As I stated before, and I'll state it again, if you need to look up some serious information and you've got a relatively decent attention span, please look up Dr. Devra Davis, D-E-V as in victory, R-A Davis. Okay? Dr. Devra Davis. She is a leading scientist, and I think she's a cellular biologist as well. Oh my God, she's off the chain. But she does these amazing symposiums, of course, outside of the United States, because, you know, America's crazy, but she does them in, like, you know, Europe and in Germany and different places. And she breaks down the effects of radioactive energy and what happens to people who are overexposed to radiation, you know, from Cinco George, everything. She breaks it down, okay? She breaks it down. So you may want to do yourself a favor, like pop some popcorn and get a glass of water. But definitely, please, check her out when you get an opportunity. Because she is not a game, a joke, or a drill. And oh, whenever I'm able to watch the symposiums, it's just, it's a lot, and it's intense. You know, everything from when you give a cell phone to a child and you let them speak on a cell phone, within 5 minutes, more than half of their face is red, is radiated. Like the amount of radiation going through their skull into their brain is incredible. It's damaging to them. Very damaging. So we got to be aware. I covered this maybe last year at this point, when I talked about the Give me a second. What was it? It'll come back to me. I hate when that happens. Anyway, that was one of the things that I didn't write down. But it happens. In any event, just be careful. Please, please be careful. Like I said, laptops were never meant to really go in your lap, all right? A lot of men have developed some serious prostate cancer, okay, because they put in their laptop in their lap. Same thing with tablets and cell phones. Like, just try your best to keep them away from vital organs, all right? There was a woman who had so much metastatic breast cancer through her chest bone because she used to constantly put her cell phone in her bra. She was right-handed. She would put it in her over her left breast, and her actual MRI looks like a phone. It's rectangular because she used to put the phone there all the time, and she has metastatic breast cancer, horrible, through the chest bone, not just the breast tissue. Okay, this is what happens. Same thing like when I covered that story about the cell phone tower that was in the middle of the school property and about 7 young children got tumors. Same thing for people that move near power plants and things like that. They develop cancerous tumors. Sometimes it's in their thyroid. Sometimes it's in their brain, anywhere in the body. And again, the killer is invisible. So you really have to know. And again, I will urge the family to buy yourself some EMF sheets and blankets. Get yourself some good EMF sheets and blankets. Okay? God forbid you can cover yourself. You can cover your head. You can cover your baby, whatever. It's real. So, I will continue on with current events. This one is a goodie. On Friday, I think it was Friday morning, in Danville, Pennsylvania, 100 Cynomolgus Mackay monkeys crashed. They were being carried on some type of truck. I didn't get to see the truck that they were on, but they were in various containers. So when a dump truck crashed into this other truck that was delivering these lab monkeys. Now, I had to cover so many different stories to find out exactly what kind of monkey it was, where were the monkeys going, what were the monkeys being used for, because you just don't have 100 monkeys in a truck on average for nothing. Just saying. So it turns out that they were lab monkeys. They're lab monkeys that were headed to Florida for, guess what? Drum roll. For coronavirus vaccine experiments. Did you hear me? I'm going to start again from the top. 100 Cynomolgus Mackay monkeys were in a truck that crashed. These particular monkeys were going to Florida. Mind you, they were in Danville. I don't know where they were even coming from. But they were going, when they crashed, they were in Danville, Pennsylvania, on their way to Florida. And they were to be used, and I guess the rest of them will be, to be used to study the coronavirus vaccine. Now, again, sorry, forgive my sense of humor, but that would also raise a red flag to me if I took the stabby stab and y'all still important monkeys to figure out what the effects of the stabby stab are. That would mean, in my mind, to hold back on getting the stabby stab because y'all still don't know everything that it does to you. You still do not know. We know of myocarditis. We know of Bell's palsy. We know of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is paralyzing. We know about meningitis. We know about blood clots. We know about, and I'm not laughing to be facetious, forgive me, Lord, I'm not. Let me think what else happened to somebody. Oh, tongue swelling, scrotum and penises swelling, lips swelling, brains, hello, meningitis, swelling. So we know of those things at the moment. There's also some herpes and some HIV mixed in with this thing, meaning that people who have received the stabby stab are now testing positive for HIV because the spike proteins are eating away at their immune system. So they're attacking everything, and their immune system is on shutdown. Okay? Don't get your brain wrapped around HIV having to be with some type of sexually transmitted blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. HIV just means that your immune system is shot out. Shot out. And there's different types of immunoviruses and different types of immunodiseases. So when you hear HIV, please just don't go to casual sex or homosexuality or anything like that. Just don't go there because that ain't it. Okay? So this thing is attacking immune systems. A lot going on. And yet and still, y'all got monkeys coming to Florida so we can test. We should have done that before you ever put it into a human, period. You should know every single side effect of this thing. Make a lovely list. It's called disclosure. But we don't have that in its entirety because there hasn't been enough time to see what the long-term effects of this thing actually are, which is why the former head of the FDA resigned. But he had come out and said, we can't approve something that we do not have long-term data on. What did they do? Forced him into resignation, and then the next week or so, you hear Uncle Joey B talking about it's approved. Really? So, this is an issue. Now, the biggest thing about this story isn't about anything I just mentioned. The biggest thing about the monkey story is that monkeys got loose. Some of them, I guess, probably upon impact, when the crate hit the highway and it busted open, boo-boo, the monkeys got loose. Now, the other funny thing, mainstream media could not be clear or concise as to how many monkeys got loose. One of the monkeys got loose. So two monkeys got loose. We believe three of the monkeys are loose. We have four monkeys at large. How many damn monkeys got loose? Y'all don't know. Then you just say an unaccounted amount of monkeys got loose. We are not sure how many monkeys got loose, but it's under 10. Like, you could do that. But no, everybody wanted to have the story of the day, and none of the stories matched. Not one. I went through at least 20 different videos and articles, and not one of them matched. Check this out. At the time of the incident, when the news was quick on the scene, Hubbylish is watching the news. I wasn't watching it at the time. He said, the reporter is standing there talking about the lost monkeys, but you hear some pow, 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 pow in the background because Jethro and them done got the shotgun out and they fitting to shoot them monkeys. Baby. I was like, okay. He said you could hear them shooting through the broadcast. And the reporter says, we have some gunfire. Apparently, maybe the people are trying to shoot the monkeys. Now, you also had, stay with me, you also had regular pedestrians, regular people, citizens, whatever, regular folk out talking about we're helping in the search for the monkeys. Excuse me? Now, if anybody is listening to this program and y'all are in your 50s, then you would know or slightly remember the movie Outbreak. Remember the movie Outbreak with the little monkey, okay, because the monkey was fighting with the dog, and then the dog brought the disease into the house and everybody dying, right? Hazmat suits and oxygen tanks, all that. Nose bleeding. Remember, y'all, stay with me now. This is what I think about when I hear some lab monkeys. It's loose. Lab monkeys, y'all. We don't even know what they already stabbed them up with. We don't know what they got. They could have everything. Just think about it. I wasn't ready. Yo, instantly, I went on Google. I went on my map thing, Google Maps, and was like, how far away is Danville, Pennsylvania from where I am? I needed to know because I was hoping they were at least over an hour away from where we are. Because I don't need no monkeys in my yard, all right? I got jungle habitat where I am as it is, okay? I have everybody. I got Bambi. I got Pepe Le Pew. I have Baloo when he's not hibernating. I have all the little forest animals, okay? I have it all. So I don't need monkeys added to my list. I don't even know how I might respond. And, you know, we have a lot of windows in our house. So we look outside, we can see, it's clear, we got floodlights and everything on the yard, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, if I saw a monkey in my yard, I will not be responsible, all right? Because that monkey going to get it. We ain't fitting to capture it, I ain't got time to call 911. I will call 911 after I shoot the monkey. Sorry. The monkey will go to monkey heaven. It'll be okay. But we're not doing that. So when I hear these people talking about, we're going to help with the search. We're going to help to find them. We want to find them too. Yo. What? One of them said, what? The man had the whole thing. He had the whole pet crate in the back of the pickup truck with the little girl out. Talking about maybe we're going to keep it as a pet. Are you out of your freaking mind? Y'all remember the story about the lady who had the chimpanzee and it ripped her face off one day? She had raised this wonderful chimpanzee. She was all excited about her little monkey pal. The monkey ripped her face off. Off. She's like, I don't know what got into him. I don't know what happened. He got tired. I don't know what happened, but he got tired. So we ain't going to have no Mackay monkey pets up in here. And I bet not see one outside, in the yard, driveway, block, nothing. Bet not see none. I'm telling you right now. Mm-mm, nope. And, you know, monkeys are agile. You know, they can run quickly. They get into trees. Monkeys are fierce. I don't mess with monkeys like that. I don't really think any of us should. I don't play with no monkeys like monkey, baby. I remember even going to the zoo, going to Central Park Zoo when I was a little girl. And the monkeys would spit and throw their feces out the cage. I don't mess with no monkeys. Okay, I know Michael Jackson had Bubbles. Bubbles wore a diaper. Bubbles probably was under some medication because Mike was probably like, this monkey ain't going to take my face off. I got gigs to do. However, that's a different situation. Bubbles was in a limo. Bubbles was chilling. These are wild monkeys. Ain't nobody got time for that. So, and I think that even the accident itself with the monkeys escaping is very Mercury retrograde energy. very, very Mercury retrograde energy. Very Murphy's Law. Whatever can happen will happen. Like, if it's going to break loose, baby, it's going to break loose in a Mercury retrograde. So realize that, again, you know, freaky stuff can happen. I'm not trying to sound facetious or anything. Freaky stuff can happen when we're in a Mercury retrograde. I'm still very, very, I'm surprised and shocked to a certain extent because I'm like, wow, we got monkeys as loose. I don't know if they mentioned any of it today. I did look up some follow-up articles, and they talked about they got all the monkeys. All the monkeys are accounted for. Now, check this out. One article said all the monkeys have been accounted for. The other article said all the monkeys have been euthanized, which means dead, killed. So I'm like, accounted for and euthanized are very different terminologies when we're trying to determine how many monkeys were retrieved. So I still don't know. I'm sorry. And this particular monkey is in the rhesus monkey family. And we all know them rhesus monkeys shared DNA with our pale-skinned family members. I'm just going to leave it there. But that Rh factor, that rhesus factor in blood is primarily in people who categorize themselves as white. Hence the tails that they grow and things like that. They still grow tails, what have you. Not going to get too deep on it. Y'all can look all that up on your own. But, yeah, but these monkeys, honey, they got, I'm like, whoa. I'm just like, okay. I'm trying, and they're native to Southeast Asia. Okay. So they're native to Southeast Asia. We got 100 Southeast Asian Mackay monkeys. And them containers didn't look right either. They were like wooden containers with these little straps around them and stuff. They didn't even seem to be in like humane like cages because you couldn't see them unless the top was off the crate. It was a wooden crate. Here I go. Is that inhumane? Because, you know, the Humane Society might be all over that. But I just want to know, is that inhumane? To put a living thing inside of a crate with no window, no way to look out or anything like that? Strap it up and put it into a truck? I mean, I've seen chickens being toted around in better conditions, just saying. So I don't know, but this is fierce, y'all. I'm just saying. I'm like, ain't nobody ready for no monkeys. That's all I know. Yeah, so much going on. So much going on in the world. Then, I don't know if you heard, we got more insurrection behavior and coup conversation coming from DJT and his crew. I don't know why, but apparently he had a rally over the weekend that was very disturbing. Very disturbing. And some of the rants were just out of control, people state. People state that some of the rants were just absolutely ridiculous and out of control. Now, it is nothing new, but it just causes so much dissension. And I could understand either side. I really can. But what I'm feeling is that, first of all, this is America. That says enough for itself. Number two, we've had elections stolen from different candidates since the history of elections in this country. That is something I think most people really need to understand. Seriously. I mentioned this before. I mentioned this about how whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it was Al Gore, whether it was John Kerry, and those were all Democratic candidates, but they had received the popular vote, but they didn't receive the Electoral College vote. And that is what happens in this nation. That is how our presidents get selected. So it's a little bit much when all of a sudden now you got certain individuals, majority of them are individuals who classify themselves as white, wanting to overthrow the government because you feel that the election was stolen and that he was supposed to be the winner. Listen, if they don't go somewhere and sit down soon, and they might have possibly made more progress if it was a more inclusive movement, but a lot of it gets shrouded and covered in racism. And so that then sends, you know, that regular good old-fashioned divide down the middle of this country. Now, if maybe you were a little more inclusive, because we all are here, it might have gone over a little bit better. But it just looks like, and I said looks like, a bunch of angry white folks who couldn't get their angry white racist candidate in. That's what it looks like. So it's January 24th, a whole year later, since the January 6th insurrection. Why are we still talking about this, y'all? When we really have bigger fish to fry, which would be more indicative of the rally yesterday. Okay, we got bigger fish to fry. Racism is a construct that is created and can be destroyed. I'm not worried about that. Okay, we've been dealing with that anyway. This new situation, when we're dealing with health, we're dealing with viruses and variants and all of that, we're dealing with all this mess. And then they were, the Omicron is much stronger, the Omicron this, the Omicron that. What I feel and somewhat know from what I've been getting from the rest of the other scientists and doctors, as we continue to go through the Greek alphabet, why the Greek alphabet, I still don't really know yet. But anyway, while we continue to move through the Greek alphabet, things are actually getting better. As everyone knows, the newest quote-unquote variant here, Omicron, is just a cold. Many people are testing positive for it, majority of whom are vaccinated, and they aren't even sick. Some of them aren't sick. A lot of people who are not vaccinated will test positive, and they're not sick. They don't have a runny nose, cough, nothing. But those who do come down with any type of symptom, it's a cold. It's not even the flu. It's the cold. It's just, it's a runny nose, it's congestion, maybe a little headache, you know, that's it. That's it. So all the hubbub is in order to continue to push the fear. Again, I say when you can make people afraid, you are helping to lower their immune system. Fear will lower your immune system in a hot minute. So if I can scare you enough, you will catch something. If I can scare you enough. But what I'm able to see is that we've gone from Alpha, which was the strongest one. That was the one that took a lot of people out, okay? Then you had, I don't know where Beta went, but then you had Delta. Now, Beta's supposed to come after Delta, but we're not going there right now. Somebody messed that up, whatever, right? Then you had Lambda. I don't even see that anywhere anymore. Now you got Omicron. Now, apparently, there were two other strains. One was called IHU in Europe, I believe, and people were saying, wow, because it sounds like I hate you. And the other one was, give me a minute, because it was weird. It was IHU, and then there was the It was a mixture of two different names, actually. That's what made it so strange. Let's see if I can bring it up. Oh, boy. I mean, it's just so much of the merry-go-round. Like, it's just absolutely insane to me. And I'm just like, really? You serious? And they got everybody just, like, walling out and scared, and I can't go here. And, you know, I mean, I got people that couldn't come to my wedding or they were afraid to come to my wedding. I'm like, oh, Lord. It's just crazy to me. When I'm like, live your life. I really am a firm believer of that. I don't know. I don't mean to sound careless or anything like that. But, you know, like my husband and I continue to say, if you stay clean, if you wash yourself, okay, can we wash? Sheesh. All right, here we go. So the Alpha variant started in China and made its way to the U.S. through Washington State. This is what I'm saying. The beta strand was detected in South Africa. The gamma strand was detected in Brazil. And the delta strand was detected in India. Now they're saying the Omicron was detected in South Africa and possibly first in Western Europe. I would imagine Western Europe first. You know, they always want to drag Africa through so much stuff. And the Africans are like, we're all right. Leave us alone and go back where you came from, which is interesting. And that's why we've got several African presidents who are dead, because these individuals they killed him. They killed the presidents, different presidents in different African countries, because they really, really were not down with the whole vaccination jabby-jab plan. And so they got annihilated. We also have new information coming about the people who were kidnapped. I think it's like 17 individuals that were kidnapped in Haiti. And a big story had come out about Christian missionary. To me, he was a mercenary. Anyway, Christian missionary who had a habit, of molesting boys here in the States. Hi. And then they sent him to Haiti. They sent him to Haiti, where he allegedly molested over 15 boys and he wasn't necessarily prosecuted there because he paid a settlement of $10,000. The organization paid a settlement of $10,000 to each of the victims. But when he got back here, he was indicted and in prison. He's in prison now for the next 9 years. Craziness, right? Craziness. And I keep saying, be careful, because people want to get all excited and we're like, oh, we're going to go into this country. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And they hurt people. I don't know if you all remember the other woman, the Christian missionary who would come into Haiti. She was trying to kidnap like something like 30-something children, 40-something kids. She was trying to take back to America illegally from Haiti. Okay? She got arrested. That was for child trafficking. So, again, all these conversations about people coming to help people. Oh, you know, well, the missionaries are coming in the name of Jesus to help and blah, 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 blah. And in many cases, that's not what happens. In many cases. That's fierce. So again, like, please be aware. Just know what's going on. Just know what's going on. Please, please, please go and just do some research. Like I said, look some things up. Turn TV off. Please. I'm so serious. Because we are in the middle of something we've never seen before. Between this pandemic and all this other nonsense, we've never been here before, historically speaking. So I think that we need to really pay attention. You know, but from what I can see, as I stated a little while ago, I feel that the virus is weakening. It seems to me as if it's weakening, which is awesome. And this particular last strain that we're up to at the moment is not that detrimental. As a matter of fact, I do not believe we have any deaths from it. So, which is good. You know, I think that's great. All right. It's 829. 973-640. 973-640. I think that is the doc. I'm not sure, but I'm going to say it anyway. Alamo, are you with me? Let's see. I'm still spinning. Come on.
Peace to the queen. How you doing, queen?
Peace, peace, Doc. I'm great. Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you earlier today helping me to get things together so we could have the show tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, no problem. The pleasure is all mine. It's always you know, I sit back. I mean, when I'm listening online, I'm afraid to call in because I don't want you to stop. I've been enjoying this so much. I just feel like when I start talking, it just mess things up.
No, you don't. I mean, if there's anything that you heard that you want to chime in on, you know, feel free. But nah, I always yours and the Reverend's opinion and, you know, thoughts on anything I have mentioned already. So take it away.
Listen, there's nothing to add. You know what I mean? So you cover all things well. You just feel impregnated after listening to you. You know, you just need to go somewhere and give birth. not a whole lot that I can add to it. I mean, but, you know, certainly I will say that we're living in some very, very peculiar times.
Mm-hmm.
I was on public transportation not too long ago. In particular, I was on the PAV train, for those that have
been on
the PAV train. I know you know about the PAV train.
Yeah, the PAV is festive on the regular.
I'm sitting there, and, you know, the lady is talking on the speakerphone, you know, please cover your face, your mouth, and your nose, and have your mask on. And I see everybody sitting there, and I'm just looking around, and I'm listening, and I'm saying to myself, wow, I feel like I'm inside of 1984.
Exactly. And they're so programmed. I guess it's rote with them as they do it every day. You know what I mean?
I feel like I'm inside of 1984, the book.
Yeah, I know.
You know, this is not blue because it's blue. It's blue because the authorities say it's blue. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And I'm saying, okay, so I'm sitting here and I have this mask on, right? Mm-hmm. And I can smell the alcohol on the guy sitting across from me on the other side of the car. I can smell the alcohol. I can smell with my mask on. Somebody in the proximity got weed on them.
Yes. Come on.
I can smell that they got weed on them. You know what I mean? Not that they're smoking weed. I can smell the weed. They got it in their pocket somewhere. So I'm like, now, if I got this mask on and I can smell all of this.
Right.
with this mask on, I mean, like, really, what is it stopping? Nothing.
Listen, you know the comedian again, Eddie Griffin. I love me some Eddie Griffin. He is hilarious. He said a while ago, if I got my mask on and you got your mask on and I fart and you smell it, your mask ain't working.
Right.
And that's true.
That is
because
so
if
true.
You can smell something which is a scent particle, then you could definitely catch a germ if it's prevalent in that way. Like, the mask is not helping anything. In fact, as I mentioned before, it makes people sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide all the time. And so there have been so many studies now done on masks and mask wearing, how dangerous it is for children. Remember, I covered that maybe about a year and a half ago at this point, but how dangerous it is for a child to wear a mask all day in school, how dangerous it is, excuse me, for them to just rebreathe their carbon dioxide all day while they're trying to matriculate in school.
Mm.
Right. How many brain cells are dying? What is present in the mask? They took the mask to a lab. There was over, like, 10 different diseases and viruses in the mask. Everything was in there. Staph, strep, everything was in there.
Wow.
Constantly rebreathing your own garbage. Again, like I said this before in that other episode, carbon dioxide is excrement. It is waste. It's waste. What happens if we don't go to the bathroom every day? Bad things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So carbon dioxide is a form of waste. Carbon dioxide, tears, sweating, of course, urinating and defecating, and, of course, throwing up if you had to. But your carbon dioxide is waste. It's gaseous waste from the body that comes out of the mouth. From the breathing with the lungs, okay? And we all know what gas is because we're either going to burp or we're going to pass gas and fart through our anus. You know, we're a very exciting being. So we got these fluids and gases. We got a lot going on. And the universe made us that way specifically. With the North Pole is our mouth. The South Pole is our anus. We are an individuated planet in certain instances as humans. We have a North Pole and a South Pole. We have an equator. That's your waist. Like, we're amazing. So when we humans...
Well, what it simply means is as above, so below.
Yes,
so,
Ashe. There you go. Come on now, bring it. Bring the metaphysical science to me. Yes. As above, so below. Exactly. And
above,
that's
so
why
below.
I went into that whole astrological report that I gave at the top of the show, because I need us to really understand that we are symbiotic with the cosmos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that we're not. We really are. I know you know it.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, really are. And when we can tap into it and utilize energy and information the way we should, we empower ourselves to do good and to live our best lives. That is what we're supposed to be doing down here. So that's what gets under my skin, because I feel like we get all sidetracked. You know, we get sidetracked with things. You know, we get sidetracked with, you know, being a musician or being an artist or being clergy or being, an economist or being what. We get sidetracked with that, and we're like, okay, this is it, this is it. But what about the evolution of your soul? Like, do you really know what's really happening here? Or did you come to just make a whole lot of money? That's not what we come here for.
Right, but
a lot of people don't know that.
They don't know that.
No.
You know, a lot of people don't know that. And even money is part of the illusion. Because
we're
here on this planet to enjoy it. So everything is free.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me?
Right, everything, energy. Just, energy is free. We're energy.
Right.
We were never
just the
supposed
mere
to pay
fact.
For electricity and pay for water.
Right.
We're not supposed to do that. Doc, I got a hand. 602-332 has their hand up. I'm gonna honor that hand. Hold on a second, Doc. I'm not going to put you on hold. I got you open. But I'm going to open 602-332. You are live on the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. How can I help you? 602-332. I see your hand is up. You put your hand up. You might just be listening. I'm going to keep it open for a little while, and then if you don't come on, I'll close it. But 602-332-8. I'm not going
to
say no more. Your line is open. Hello?
No. Mike.
Are they there?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Shout out to the Project Neo family and Neo Nation and everything y'all doing up there. I'm calling from Mesa, Arizona. This is Pastor Don G. CEO. I love
hey,
everybody.
Hey, Pastor Don. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Queen. I mean, y'all got to look at the numbers. I got to go on your whole thing. You don't know how. It's 24. It's 24 hours in a day. Everybody gets the same 24 hours, but the ones who make the millions, they make the effective. What I'm saying, y'all, while y'all on this show and she's dropping this knowledge, don't just take it like she just telling you. She's been studying this stuff for 20, 30 years. And so she's seen practical applications. She's seen stuff that works. But she's still searching and seeking knowledge. And in the Bible I read, if you seek it, you will find it, and you will grow from it.
Right. Indeed, my brother. Indeed.
Hey,
yes,
man,
sir.
Well, you're
yes.
doing a great job. I heard it all. I was like, whoa, she's dropping some knowledge. I couldn't take it away at the same time, but it's in my mental memory.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Your family is good?
Yes, well, I had two strokes this year, and I'm putting everything back together with my health, but I'm fighting every day to get people over the hump because the world is opening back up, y'all. I don't care what nobody said. The virus
yes,
is
sir.
Old. We have to walk in a new day.
Yes, sir. Indeed, indeed. I did hear that you were down a little bit, but I'm so happy to hear your voice. And I just ask the Creator to continue to bless you with strength and fortitude and everything that you need to, you know, get it right back where you want it to be. But I'm happy that you did make it through and that you're still with us and you're making your magic happen. So, you know, God bless you, man. Yeah, that was Pastor Don Jr., y'all. He has a show on the network as well, really heavy-duty brother. So the Neo Nation Network really ain't messing around. You know, this is what we do. So it was wonderful to hear from him, that's for sure. Let's see, 8:41. We're doing all right on time tonight. I do not see ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. I don't see the Reverend in the thing yet. I don't know if he's here. But... But anyway, Doc, your line is open. We're still here. We're still chatting.
All right.
You know, and then like I said about the whole Mercury retrograde behavior and like wild, freaky accidents happening and stuff. We had 100 monkeys in a crash. I was like, what? And then the people talking about we want to go find them. We may want to keep one as a pet. You're stupid. Like, no, these are lab monkeys. What is wrong with you? You know, I don't know if you saw that in the news.
No, I didn't say that. I was about to ask you, 100 monkeys got away, are you saying?
No, they didn't. 100 monkeys didn't get away. They were on a truck and in different containers, and the truck crashed, and a few of them got loose.
Okay.
So far, the highest number I heard is 4. I don't know how accurate that is. I don't know. Maybe they are all 4 of them in one crate. I do not know. But they got loose when the containers hit the highway. So.
Right.
They couldn't find them, of course, because, you know, monkeys are going to scatter. They're real agile and real quick. A pedestrian had even taken a picture of one of the monkeys in a tree at night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that night. But as I mentioned, when my husband was listening to the news that morning, the reporter was hearing gunshots being fired in the background. And she made a reference that was people trying to shoot at the monkeys. So apparently, like I said, I got two conflicting stories in the final. One is that all the monkeys are accounted for, and the other one was that the monkeys were euthanized. I'm like, well, which is
Well, they euthanized them. They still counted them. They know where they're at now. So.
I guess so. And they counted as dead. But
they counted as dead. So they all counted.
I was like, oh, Lord. Like, so then, like I said, I immediately went to Google Maps and was like, okay, how far away from are the monkeys from where I am? Because
where did
I don't
want
to see no monkeys in my yard. No, I don't. And what's interesting is that these monkeys can adapt to this weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not chimpanzees or other monkeys that are more indigenous to Africa or a warmer climate. These monkeys, you know, they're from India, but we got Himalayas in India. Hi. They can
right.
be in the mountains. These are those kind of monkeys that like to be in the hot springs and stuff.
Where did this happen at?
In Danville, Pennsylvania.
Mm.
It's western Pennsylvania, like right above Harrisburg, almost to where State College is in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Like not far. I think they were on, I don't even know if they were on I-80, but I know they weren't far because Danville goes, 80 goes through Danville. So I was like, oh, if somebody, you know, makes a phone call talking about we see some monkeys on Route 80, I'd be like, wait, on the interstate.
Wow.
You know? He'd be like, oh,
yeah,
no.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. And the wild part is, like I said, monkeys multiply quickly. You know, they get it in. So I was like, oh, Lord, like this, And then they didn't mention the gender of the monkeys or anything, like two males and one female. They didn't mention that. So I'm just wondering, that's because if a male and a female got loose and got far, forget it. Unless they've been rendered sterile or, you know, whatever. Nah, baby. Those monkeys will multiply. You know? And I'm like, this is not a monkey habitat. We are not accustomed to monkeys in this region. We're not
right.
accustomed to monkeys outside of a cage or a zoo in this region. Let me be specific.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No domestic monkeys.
Right. That's why I was talking about Bubbles. I said Bubbles was like the last one that was not violent. You know, Bubbles was quite domesticated, and I wouldn't be surprised if, like I said, Mike had a prescription for Bubbles to keep Bubbles under control. Because a chimpanzee is a chimpanzee. I don't care. I'm sorry. We're talking about a primate, honey. You know, and that's why I mentioned the story about the lady who had the chimpanzee that ripped her face off.
Right.
And, you know, she, I don't know what got in him. Well, he, whatever, he got fed up.
Horrible story. That's a horrible story.
Absolutely.
The lady that got hurt was a friend of the lady that owned the monkey.
See? And something went wrong that day.
Yeah, something went wrong.
That's why the owner, she's like, I don't know what got into him. Okay.
All right.
So I'm just like, you know, these interesting events that we're seeing happening, you know, or that which they wish to cover or that which they wish to cover up. Like, you know, yesterday they had a huge protest in D.C. Mainstream media barely touched it. I don't even know if they covered it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there were thousands of people out there. Thousands of people. They had a schedule, honey. You know, various speakers, all kind of stuff. I was like, wow.
Was this an anti-vax demonstration?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anti-vax mandate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Mm-hmm. I knew they were, you know, had been planning it and stuff like that, and I found out about it through Reza Islam. So I knew that they were planning it and everything, but, wow, I mean, it was so well attended. I just was like, wow. I mean, it was packed. It was packed. And it was peaceful. You know, mind you, they had another sit-in, I think, at the Lincoln Memorial, give me a second, last week. And they were arresting brothers and sisters. And this, they were protesting over police brutality and stuff like that. But they got arrested. Some of them got arrested because that was my son in general and some other people that had come from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they got arrested. So it's interesting, you know, who Capitol Police decide to arrest. I guess it depends on who gives the order. You know what I mean?
Right.
Fierce. It's just a damn. Just always some. It's just always something. So I was happy that yesterday's protest was well attended. I don't think there were any arrests, you know, and that they got their message across to who was there. Like, people ain't playing. People are not digging it, and they want to make it seem like everybody's on the bandwagon. They like everybody, you know, is all excited. And no. You have a lot of people that are not having it. You know, there are a lot of us, I'm putting myself in this category, there are a lot of us who have done research, who also know how long it really takes for a vaccine to be perfected. There are a lot of us who are well aware of how this works.
Right, so like I've heard that they're about to pull the plug and say, okay, it is what it is. Whoever's been vaccinated is vaccinated. Whoever we got, we got. And whoever we didn't, we did, right?
Mm.
And then I also heard a report that said that 75% of black people did not take the vaccine.
Come on.
There's only 25% of blacks and minorities that took the vaccine.
See, that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm telling you, when I was watching Bill and Melinda Gates and Fauci and them, and they're talking about that the Africans have to go first. Oh, the African-American population has to go first. You're not even saying African-American people. You're saying the population. When you say, and then you're putting it in a term where it could have a double entendre. So to me, when I hear rich white people say Africans got to go first, that means die first to me.
Right.
Like you got to go. You got to go. All right? Because right after that, and, you know, I urge the listening audience and others, please, when you get an opportunity, look up Bill Gates and his TED Talks on vaccines. He says it clearly. We got to get rid of 3 billion people. We got too many people on the planet. Okay? Henry Kissinger was another one who was a eugenicist and believed in getting rid of the third world. Like, they wrote it down. They don't disguise it. It's not like, oh, well, maybe it happened. No, they wrote it down.
Right.
I'm like, wait. So when I begin to see verbiage like that, I'm watching interviews where they're clearly stating it. Yeah, it's cause for concern. Like, the hair in the back of my neck stands up. Because I'm like,
somebody was saying that they're going to realize that they plan backfired.
Mm-hmm.
And that most of the people that's going to be affected will be them, because they're the ones that
will be them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. The universe does not like ugly, and no matter how much wielding power, money, whatever you may think you have, nothing goes unseen in the universe. Nothing. Karma is alive and well for every single one of us at all times.
Right.
So for them to get the gumption to feel and believe and think that there would be no retribution against an act so heinous, cruel, vile, and evil, you just gonna get away with it?
I think
like
that's Dr.
Lion. He is really. There will be a court for him one day. There will be. They will get him one day. I know it. Either that or he'll commit suicide because they punk out. But there is, because you're lying. You're lying under oath. So maybe you don't believe in God anyway, so when you swear, it doesn't mean anything. But you're lying. You're lying under oath. consistently lying. I'm like,
Queen,
yo.
I think that's the rev.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Yeah, we're going to give him the last 7 minutes. Our dear brother, I'm almost sure it's him, too. Let me use the force. 914-363, Mighty Reverend, is that you, sir?
Yes, I have my 2 minutes, please.
All right. Now, you're the closer now. You know you're the closer.
I appreciate you so much. You're letting the Arizona ministers in, so I said, okay, the South Carolina sharecropping sense can get in as well. Thank you so much. I'm sitting here listening, and I'm like, damn, y'all say everything is free. And I said, damn, I'm busting my behind all these years trying to buy a $17 million mansion and a Rolls Royce. And it's free. God damn it, it's free. What I'm doing? I ain't never had to pick this cotton. I could have got a thing on what? I need to know y'all a long time ago. Now
oh,
I know y'all. Y'all haven't got me talking like South Carolina. You see that? See that, Dr. Griswold, what you do to me?
Yeah. You got to pray.
Now he's
getting
quiet. You know, that's how Brooklyn people do. Once they don't put you out, then they say, oh, yeah, what's up with that? Shout out to Brooklyn.
Do you have any words of wisdom that you wish
to say,
any tags or anything that you would like to state, dear Reverend? You know you're the closer, so it's all good.
I listen, this is what I'm going to close with, people. Hey, I've been killing myself for the last, I don't know how long it's been, trying to get a $17 million mansion and a Rolls Royce. I just want to, and I know what y'all saying, greedy. I'm going to help people. God bless me. My job is to help people. But the last thing, remember that song, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? And I'm saying, Lord, give me that last house and that last car before I leave here. I just want to know what it is to sit in the mansion and say, hey, you, can you bring me a cup of tea, please? You know, and say, oh, John, you're going the wrong way. I told you to go that way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, I just got to have that one little round trip before I leave this earth. But I was saying to somebody, dude, you know, the math for me is crazy. See, when he too educated me, I'm like, wow, this is what's going on? There is so much money in this United States of America that, you know, why should a child go to bed hungry? Why should a woman walk around with no place to live? Why should people be addicted in alcoholism? Because all that stuff, gangbanging, the killing, they talking about the other day, they say, oh, my gosh, all this violence because a couple of cops, you know, some cops got killed. And I'm not advocating police officers, law enforcement, FBI, CIA, I know y'all listening. I'm not advocating any kind of crime or violence against nobody.
Mm-hmm.
But until you get the root of where violence come from, until you're willing to look in the mirror and say, let me, Ron Robinson, stop being violent. Let me, Tom Jones, stop being violent. Let me, Mary Allen, stop being violent. Let me, Linda Ronstadt, whatever your names are, stop being violent. We, the individual people, got to stop violence within ourselves because violence has been in this country forever.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to figure out the scientific reason and research to stop violence. Stop violence. You got to first know where violence comes from. Okay.
Yeah, and violence is a result of poverty.
They got to understand something. The root of evil in this country is the fact that they took somebody from someplace else and brought them here and enslaved them. That's the first level of violence. And the reason the violence is so strong because they never redeemed themselves from that act of sin. They always say that's the first American sin, but you still sinning. Because you never redeemed yourself from it. You never confessed that you did it and it was wrong. And stop it. So the continuation of the abuse of people of color in America is the undercover violence that's starting to reveal itself. Thank you, Elijah Muhammad. The roosters come home to roost. You can't be violent and be undercover and act like you're a church girl and then you know you're violent. That don't work. Not in God's eyes. God going to reveal it to you. He going to let you see what violence look like so that you can say, damn, I don't like this. Let me try something else. America, stop being violent. Stop. Don't just pick who you want not to be violent. All them Nazis and skinheads and KKK, they taking little children, white children, to woods, and they putting black men picture up, and they letting these little 4 and 5 year old kids shoot at those pictures as targets. Mm-hmm. That's not child abuse.
Did you hear about the mother
abuse?
That died in Pennsylvania, went on a hunting trip. I think he's either Trinidadian or Jamaican, and he does construction work. And he got a phone call from one of the people he worked with on a site, and they invited him on a hunting trip. And from what it sounds like, he's the one that got hunted. They found him dead.
Listen.
9 bullets in his
body. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm from South Carolina. Ain't no white people calling me to no trip with no guns. Y'all ain't got 10 more black people like me. It's only me here. No, baby. 10 more. I'm going to call my homeboy Bobo Jamal. I'm going to call them crazy brothers from the corner. I ain't going by myself. I don't go nowhere
by
myself.
I know. No. I was like, I mean, that was
y'all
so tragic.
Y'all better learn. Mm-hmm. Y'all better learn something. I went down to get some apple pies from them Quaker Woman's. I was looking around and looking at apple pie, make sure ain't nothing in there.
Listen.
But I'm just saying, people, the violence has to stop. But it got to stop within us individually. And America got to accept that it's a violent society and that it America breeds violence. And then understand that they manufacture violence. The psychology of violence, the vaccination is the violence. The medical killing of black babies is violence. The Tuskegee experiment is a violent. The fact that y'all brought people here and y'all brought them up is violence. The fact that you beat us up in South Carolina is violence. The fact that a black man, this is Osama bin Laden said this. He said a black man can't go from his house to the store and not know he's going back home to his family live because cop can shoot him in the head. That's violence. You want to talk about violence? Let's talk about real violence. Let's talk about real change. Let's talk about getting something done. I know I always come at the end and take your show way to the next day.
That's your job.
But I ain't going to do that to Dr. Winborn because I heard his voice. He said that Reverend is there. Get him in here now. Get him out. 9 o'clock. So I ain't going to do that to my brother.
Oh, God bless him. He saw it. I didn't see it. I was on another page, so he saw it. And I was like, oh, snap.
There you go. Holla. Look, when you see them 999007, if it ain't me, it must be 007, and he dead.
Hey, how about that?
Y'all didn't get that. But anyway.
Everything that you stated is so right on point. I mean, and one of the other things that I know from a sociological and psychological standpoint is when you have people living in depravity, when you have people who you set up a welfare system and you keep them down and you kick the father out the house and you just make the relationships toxic and the children don't have relationships with their parents or their daddy. And, you know, the parent is stressed out because they can't make ends meet. Like everything, the wayward youth, the wanting to steal and rob people, hurt people because you don't have something and you feel like you deserve to have it.
There you go. They come to the point where they're talking about environmental racism. You know, so environmental racism, what that means? You spit out the air or something? What's going on here? Environmental racism, animal cruelty, animal racism. You know, you can be racist against everything else, and they can identify and say, okay, you know, this animal here, they are indistinct. You know, we need to go birth some more of them and don't touch them. Don't kill them. Don't shoot them. Don't do nothing. But people, we don't mind whether you kill them and shoot them. And
oh, yeah, they're trying to make us go extinct.
Right. That you hunting and all of a sudden you make a mistake. You
that's why they did
it
with this thing so benevolently, making it seem like, oh, we care about everybody. Like, no, you jacking folks up, son. You're jacking people up.
And the problem
I got
is,
word of
the problem
two deaths.
Is, sister, people not willing to step up. All the so-called black leaders, all the so-called black churches, the black theologists, the black sociologists, psychologists, humanitarians, anybody who have a sense of what life is all about, all of us who study all this crap called psychology, sociology, geology, mankind, how did society was created, all that knowledge that we have, but not a damn person that would talk about how people are created. They call him the brother that shot those two cops in Harlem an animal. The brother, look at his circumstances, where he come from, the environment that he in, things that he was exposed to. Then you tell me who created that animal that y'all call an animal. Who created him? He's living in the jungle. Stop letting him live in the jungle. Them damn projects is like a damn jungle. Get them brothers and sisters out that jungle. Get them brothers and sisters education, opportunity. Get them good health care. Get them good food. Stop contaminating their body and their mind. You're killing us with your bullshit, and then you turn around and call us animals. You're the animal.
Yep.
Don't get me to stop preaching now. I'm going to John 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm just kidding, y'all. I know Dr. Wimbo didn't want to hear that. I know. I'm not going to do that. But that's a fact.
That is our reality. I don't even know if you are aware. Like in the Bronx, there was a row house that just exploded early in the morning one day. Just exploded. A 71-year-old woman was killed, and 7 other people were injured and sent to the hospital. They don't have any information about what happened. You don't hear this much in other people's neighborhoods, right? But you hear it a lot in our neighborhood when the whole building just blows up and don't nobody know why.
Exactly.
Like,
it's crazy.
The things that
it's crazy.
We deal with all
it's
the
crazy.
Time.
But
our levels of stress and anxiety are always quite high because we don't know what's coming next. And
exactly.
So that's why I think it is important for people to get grounded in their faith, get grounded in being a divine child of the creative creator, and be like, okay, this ain't all there is. Because it's not. And in order for us to make changes and to push.
It ain't really all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that too. Hi.
White people know how to make shit sound like sugar. They just have that way about them. But I want to say to people, we have to decide. See,
yes,
the reason
I feel
sometimes there's a need, not these people that get all this money and they're under a control factor. So a lot of these rich people we see, singers and actors and all this, they're under a control factor because they say the wrong thing.
They lose every dime they got.
Dig it. That
they'll never
control.
Work again. They'll never get another gig, whatever. Their money
like
is.
The devil. The devil will give you enough to keep you coming, and then when he get ready to destroy you, he go do that. I don't want that kind of money. I want the money that belongs to me. Nobody can take it. Nobody can control it. Nobody can tell me how to do, what to jump, what to say. I want that freedom. I want that freedom that nobody understands, that freedom that God said is innately ours, the freedom to roam and to say and to be who you are. We don't have that in this society. Everything is controlled. Everything is connected to something else, and that's the way it is. But Lord Jesus, we got to come a time when we understand that if we don't, we as a people don't come ye from among them and be ye different. Don't keep following every little doggone thing because it's shiny, looks good, because it's giving it something to you. We have to decide that we ain't going with it. Sometimes you got to stand up and tell people, I ain't about that. Sometimes you got to tell your friends. You know what I'm saying?
Please believe me,
because
I know I'm quick with it.
You know, a man, that's why the Bible says, you know, there's going to come a time when the woman going to have to, the little girl going to have to act like a woman. The little boy going to have to act like a man. There comes a time when you have to say, I ain't about that. I was hanging out in Harlem with all these little, with my little friends, and they doing this and that and other. I said, no, I ain't about that. I had to get, you know, brave on them, but I ran, had glasses, you know, they hit me. But you have to, I tell my kids, you are not like everyone. You built different. Everybody ain't a gangster. Everybody ain't a little beauty street queen. My daughters, that ain't gonna work. They want to come in front for everybody. You can't go following everybody doing everything. You gotta have understanding of who you are, what you are, and what is. I had to get comfortable with me. I had to get comfortable because I've been told, so many people told me when I was growing up from South Carolina to Harlem, do this, do that, look like this, walk like that, put that on, take that off. Oh, that's good, that's bad. No, I had to find out who I am and get comfortable in my skin, get independent in my skin, because I'm going to tell you something. Though we do have an enemy, we have an enemy. God knows and Lord knows we have an enemy. Any people different than us that want to control, want to denounce, want to marginalize you is your enemy. Yes, and the person that can do that, the person that has that political, social, economic power to do that is a bigger enemy. But your bigger enemy when you confine to it, when you let it devour you, when you let it control you, when you don't fight the good fight of faith. So you got to fight sometimes. You might not win, but like my daddy said, your guy might be bigger than you, might be stronger than you, but keep on coming. You wear him out. You might can't beat him physically, but if you can make him tired, that he said, this boy crazy, let me go about my business. And you got to keep fighting. Keep fighting, my brothers, keep fighting, my sisters. keep fighting to do the right thing, keep fighting to love each other. One thing we have to have, and don't cost nothing, is to love and respect each other. Now,
yes,
we got our differences, we got our different feelings, our different understandings, different religions, theologies, whatever. I'm telling people, I don't care about that. When you're in the foxhole and the enemy is coming to kill you, you don't care what color, what size, how intelligent, how stupid the guy next to you is. Long as he can pick up a gun and help you shoot the enemy, that's what you care about. And that's what we have to do right now as the people, understand that we don't have time to try to bicker. Oh, he said this, he did this, he's over there, he believed that. We ain't got time for that little silliness, all that little, it sounds like bunch of little girls in the high school trying to get a cute boy. We ain't got time for that. We don't have no time for the crap. We have to come together as people and be mature, get ourselves together, get ourselves out of this nonsense and this craziness, and then we'll sit down and we'll divide what we need to do from there on. But don't let the enemy divide you and conquer you, because that's what they do. They keep us fighting each other. So while we fighting each other over a little nothing, over nonsense, they sitting laughing and stepping all over us and putting us and pushing us down the drain. Just like mm-hmm. you say, the brother, Bill Gates wants this $3 billion to be gone, and the way he's going to do it, he's going to let them self-destruct. See, because his type of person, he's not going to come up and say, "Oh yeah, I hate niggas, this and that." That's not going to be his scheme of operation.
No, that won't be his vernacular. Mm-mm.
Right. He's going to do it in a way that he says, "Oh, you know, wow, Jesus, terrible. They all kill each other over there. Wow, and they ain't got no food. Oh, yeah, and she had no medical insurance. Oh, mm-hmm. he didn't have a good mother. Oh, his father was terrible. Oh, his mother threw him out the window." They will let you kill yourself, brothers and sisters, and that's what they're doing. And until we
that's
learn,
all of a sudden, I want to believe that they want us to stay alive and that they want us to thrive and what have you. No, you don't. You don't give a damn about that. And I'm not going to sit here and take it in like you do. I know you don't. I know who you are. Like, we know who they are. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to work.
With people, what I don't understand with people, people got so much God. You know, it don't have to be, you have to be Jesus, it don't have to be Allah, it don't have to be Joshua, whoever it is. Everybody got a God. Some people got the God is in the sky, some mm-hmm. of them is the air. Everybody got a God. But you listen to what this man is telling you. You're still following this man. You can't have the
right.
body. Even Jesus, whether we like Jesus or don't like Jesus, he did say something makes sense. He said, you can't be
don't
with
follow
me
he
and
said,
be
no,
with the devil.
Got to, he said,
you can't be with me. You can't be in the middle because you're going to be crazy. You ever had two
right.
women? One is your wife, one is your outside woman, and you're trying to take care of both of them, and you're like, oh, wow, this is crazy. Yes, same thing with your life. You can't mm-hmm. be married to Jesus and married to the devil, married to Allah, married to the devil, married to Yahshua, married to the devil. You can't be married all around here. You got to pick one, pick the date, like they were, was it, choose the day who you're going to serve. No man can't serve two masters. You can't. You got to
right.
serve one master. That's what
right.
I
That's how they got
one,
us messed up in the beginning here.
There you go.
They beat that into us, and then we had the white massa, and then we're looking at the white Jesus, and we're trying to figure out, okay, which one, because this one over here is physical and in my face and will rape and beat me up, and then this one I'm just afraid of because I don't know what it's going to do. Like, they put that into our consciousness so, so fiercely. I'm like, oh, my God.
I saw a video the other day, some pastors,
for nothing.
Some black pastors were smacking a picture of white Jesus. Now I don't understand the theology behind that, but when you take a look at it, you see, you and Dr. Wimbo, let me know what that's about. But check
okay.
this out.
Well,
check this
one.
Out. A person, and I understand controlling one's mind and white Jesus and the whole conflict and this and that and the other, but the person is, there's very few people that I know. Very few people that I know that lead the church and do exactly everything that was told to him or her. And I'm
right.
not saying sinners or anything like that, but I'm just saying there's very few people. I only met one lady in my whole life, and I got a good mama. I love my mama. Everybody know I lost my mom a couple years ago, 101 years old. Love my mama. Beautiful person. But my mama wasn't perfect, this lady, as far as church concerned. This one lady that I knew, she followed the Bible to the T. She just, that's the way she was. And I know this lady from a long time. I drove her home and took her back, you know, helped her out with her son. He had a little drug problem. This lady, this was the most closest thing that I ever saw to anyone following Christ or following Christianity or following that whole concept. But even this woman had fallen short. Even Jesus fell short when he got up there, Father, Father, why thou hast forsaken me? We all fall short. Ain't nobody perfect. But I'm just saying, with that in mind, why do we spend so much time with these concepts that man creates that we know is no good for us, but it might feel good, we become complacent to it? It's the money. Is it the money? Is it the lifestyle? Is it the joy? What is it that make a man come have this feeling that he's born with this on a spiritual level? Because if you're born again of the spirit and all that stuff, you got a whole nother way you perceive things, a whole nother way you swing, a whole nother way you operate. Your mind is operating different. They say you're a new creature. Some of that stuff is basically what makes a person strong in their convictions and who they are. You know, and I understand people say, I can't get up on my job and say that because they're going to fire me. Well, that's the confinement right there. That's the faith. Dig where I'm coming from? That's your faith being tested. Sometime when you stand up and say, hey, look, in front of everybody, I ain't taking this. This is unfair. There's never been a person, sometimes in certain corporations, my sister, my brother, in certain environments, there's never been one person stand up and say, this is not right. When that one person stand up, things changes. Because people start to see things from a different perspective. As long as we all look in the same way and we keep them quiet. And one thing black people get me mad at, it get me mad because we always whispering the truth. You know, don't whisper
the
truth.
Right, we don't just come
tell
out.
The truth
and
if it's the truth, I told this the other day in the job. I said, listen, if it's the truth, just tell it. Well, don't tell me because I don't want to hear it. I don't want to sit and have coffee secrets. I don't have tea and coffee and crumpet secrets. I don't have those kind of secrets because I'm a type of person. I'm ignorant, y'all. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to get up and tell the owner of the company something wrong with you, brother. Because I understand now for somebody, I ain't going to say their name, but you did this and that and the other, and they get myself fired. But you got to stand up and you got to fight for that which is right. But you got to be right too. You can't be 100% wrong and fighting for 100% wrong. Those two things don't match up. But I understand life the way it is, but we have to come to a conclusion, each individual person, that we're going to pick up a certain lifestyle. We're going to behave in a certain manner. We're going to respect each other. We're going to respect our women. We're going to stop running around here booty shaking and acting like a fool, and we're going to change to a certain standard. When you see these young rappers or whoever the entertainers, they get X amount of dollars, they act different. They change different because they don't have that level of control like when they first got into the industry. Look at Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle doing a whole nother thing with comedy. He's doing comedy, but he's doing reality check, and he's letting people know what the real deal is. You got to read between the lines. That's what you got to do. You got to read between the lines. The brother because the brother got to the point where you understand what's happening. A lot of these brothers and football players and basketball players, when they get to a certain level, they see it for what it is. They know they can't come out and start a whole revolution because they lose whatever they got, but they do enough to make you, me, and everybody else understand the next generation of young men and women coming up in those positions that this is what it is. And there's a change. Look, there was a time when you was in the music industry, they took everything from you. When my dad was in there, they just raped you. They gave you nothing. Then a young brothers came up in the industry and they said, wow, no, I'm not. I want a contract. And I want this and this and this and this. No. You can't take this right. You can't take my creative rights. You can't take away my this and that.
And
you can't know. Dig it. And they started this. Now we got what? We got branding. Your name is your brand. So everything that you sell, talk about, do anything for it, ching, 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 ching. But there's still a level of control. But I'm just saying, as time went on, young brothers and young sisters start the revolution again.
I still think that's kind of interesting. I don't use that word a whole lot because one thing about it, when I hear the word branding, part of me shudders because I'm like, when we were enslaved individuals, they branded us with their initials.
Exactly.
That's branding.
Exactly.
Okay, because after that and the freedom comes and then you have sororities and fraternities that willfully brand themselves with their Greek letters. But for us to use the word loosely as branding, and we know that a lot of it has to do with establishing your business and putting together what your business was going to be and all the little parts to it, whatever. It's just deep that that word is still branding. It's still the same word.
Well, you and Dr. Wimborne said it completely correct in the beginning. They use words for terms for a purpose. It's
mm-hmm.
all about they understand what they're saying, what they're doing.
Yes, they do.
Like the little – why you think they have all these little – you look at these industries that have been around for hundreds of years, and they have the whiteboard, the old whiteboard network. What do you think they're doing, the little network? They're keeping – it's a gang. They keep everything according to a certain level, and they got just like gangs, they got hand signals, and they got words. They got code words. Okay,
uh-huh.
So all
this
stuff
is about
coded.
The words. I got into a little trouble. Not a lot of trouble, but I know even like, you know, my husband was like, you can't say we're not black. You know, people are going to take offense to that. And I'm like, I understand it. But at the same time, I also understand that we're in the age of Aquarius. It is time for things to change. Okay? We didn't give ourselves that name black. We never gave ourselves
exactly.
that name. They did. So
exactly.
we have to be mindful if we're going to even think about what we're going to be quote-unquote called. And that's why I said people need to look up the definition of black in the Black's Law Dictionary. How do the Lords of London look at us? The Lords of London control everything, okay? In the early 1900s, what was that, I think Woodrow Wilson? One of the early presidents basically sold the United States to the United Kingdom and the Papacy of Rome. It's split even.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Queen Elizabeth gets 40% and the papacy gets 60%. Ain't no more percent. That's 100 right there. So think that America is this individual sovereign type of nation. No, we're not. America is completely beholden to the Lords of London and the Papacy of Rome, period.
Right.
And those
right.
are the same individuals
right.
that gave us whatever our terminologies are. Including white
and, you know,
for
you
themselves.
Know, white is also a terminology of control. It's psychological,
yes.
too.
It's
got a different connotation to it, but it's the same kind of level of control. These people
yes,
went around
yes,
talking
yes,
about
yes,
white
yes.
white. There was a man, asked a man on the corner. He looked like he was a little mildly mental ill, but he asked him here, he said, hey, brother, what's black, what's white? He started laughing. He said, you ain't no such thing as black. Ain't nobody black. He said, people different shades of brown. He said, white. He said, ain't no such thing as white. White is different shades of tan. What you talking about,
right.
white and black? That don't exist. And the man
anything
said that thing.
The blush-ish color. You know what I'm saying? Then you get the gingers with a lot of freckles. You know what I mean? And then the gingers is, pardon the expression, gingers is right next to our asses.
And then you're going to
put a little more melanin
word.
In that ginger, meaning a redhead,
yeah,
a freckled redheaded person.
You're going to allow a word to make you feel different than what you are. You're going to allow words, what people say, you know what I'm saying, make you feel different than who you are.
Right.
But,
when
you
everybody
know,
called
I
us gods,
out,
how
did
we go from gods?
Find,
we went from being gods to niggas, and now we're on our way back to being gods again. But
right.
everybody
you, right.
called us gods.
That's why I tell brothers, you can't have it both ways. You're going to have to give up one thing, get the other. But see, that's a responsibility, too. Now, when you are a guard and you are queen and you are king, there's responsibility as well that goes along with that. There's certain
yes,
behavior
yes.
that comes with that. Certain kind of mentality. Yes.
Oh, there's this
yes.
whole – please
you
got to
give up a lot of these games you're playing on the street corners and all the madness that got to be give up. We got to look at certain things that we contribute to and things that we don't contribute to and things that have been given to us and things that are good and bad. Brothers and sisters, people know the difference between right and wrong. It's been going on too long. See, things been happening too long. If something is brand new, ain't nobody did it, and you make a mistake, dig it. I can understand that. But when you've been seeing something for over years and years and years, and it's been tearing down a person, I'll just give them the, you know, the example is alcoholism. So everybody see alcoholism is bad, but people still doing it. Okay, everybody see drugs is bad, but people still doing it. Everybody see cigarettes is bad, but people still do it. Everybody, well, you know, it's my problem. Everybody see overeating is bad, but people still do it. You know what I'm saying? People
yep.
do it. You know what I'm saying? It's a compliance to you. It's a complacency, and it's a, you know, like one sister was telling me, you know, she was saying, oh, you know, there's comfort food. I said, when my mother died, she said, oh, yeah, you got to have this and this and this. Comfort food, baby, comfort food. I said, no, I don't want to get into that because every time I get uncomfortable, I'm going to look for that same thing. You dig where I'm coming from? Cause you get
and
a
then
dick,
you
get
fat and you're sick.
Right. You get addicted to it, and then you're just looking to get this comfort all the doggone time. We don't understand
right.
why Americans have
America. America, oh, my God, that's America all day. Everything has to be comfort and happy
yeah.
and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We're overeating. We're overindulgent. We're such an overindulgent society.
And
the only other societies that
right.
I look at that are overindulgent, but they're billionaires, though. So, like, when if I'm in Dubai, you know, or Qatar, like, they're over-opulent. But they're billionaires.
Right.
Over here,
right.
you got $5 and you're trying to be like you're Bill Gates.
Exactly.
Like you got to prioritize. We have to prioritize.
But if you watch the structure of the finances in America, it's like no place else.
Right.
A guy once said to me, an English guy once said to me, he said, I'm telling you the bloody truth. He said, a rich man in America with $1 million is matriculated different than a rich man in England with $1 million
totally.
With £1 million. He
mm-hmm.
said, as well as you go into any of these countries where people have an awesome lot of money, like the Sultan of Brunei, the country of Brunei, everybody become 18 to give them $1 million. That's how much money they got. But the
mm-hmm.
wealth, how it accumulates in America, it matriculates differently. I don't know why. I don't know, you know whatever the science behind it, but somebody who's a mathematical genius, go ahead and do that. But we have abundance because a person can live in the projects and be on welfare. And I guarantee you, you go to any projects in America, you're going to find more new cars than a car dealership.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Well, like I told you before,
okay,
I have a customer,
BMWs,
I have a client. I'm doing social work. She got a fresh nail set. She got the $500 weave and the newest phone. And I'm like, I don't have any of that. And I'm making, I have a salary, but I'm paying my rent. I'm paying things I need to pay for. But I'm like, wow, like you balling out. You got the Louis Vuitton pocketbook. You know, but you come in, your nails are done.
They know how to manipulate their funds. They know how to take a child credit of $1,400. You got four children that come up to X amount. You got
mm-hmm.
this coming up from over here. Girl, let me go over. I hear the woman talking. Girl, let me go over here. They got this little program over here, honey. I can get me $2,000-$3,000 from that, and I can go over here, mm-hmm. honey, and put my husband in for the child support. I can get they're calculating, ching, and they get this
mm-hmm.
money. They spend
money.
Indiscriminately. But I tell you this, that's what keeps this American government economy going, is the people that spend indiscriminately, those who are uneducated consumers. They just buy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand that when you buy that car, it's $500 a month, but then you got $300, $400 that you have to pay for your insurance. Then you got to consider maintenance. Then you got to consider the tires, the this, the that. And then if you drive too fast or make a mistake, now you got tickets that you got to pay. All that stuff can stop adding up. They're like, oh my God, I can't pay. I got to either figure out whether I'm going to buy gas in my car or whether I'm going to pay my insurance. It comes back and haunts you at some point too because you're not understanding. Shaq said, when he first got his first $1 million contract, he bought everybody in his family and friends Mercedes Benz. He spent like a couple of $1 million, and the man told him, "What the hell did his financial guy said? What the hell you doing? You out your
mm-hmm.
damn mind?" You know, he said, "You know what?" He said, "You want to be rich? You want to be wealthy?" He said, "You know what people do?" He took a piece of paper and took a small little corner, and he tore off the small little corner of paper. He said, "This is what rich people mess up with. This is the money that they put into cars and frivolous things.
They play money.
They don't mess mm-hmm. up 90% of the money they got. The other 90% goes in investment with a return and a yield on it, et cetera. You know, and I
mm-hmm.
tell people all the time, don't take your little stimulus and spend the whole damn thing on coats and hats and sneakers and this and that and cars and blah blah blah, because you ain't got nothing. You got nothing to pay for it when at the end of the day, when the month comes up, when it's time for paying them people back, you ain't got nothing. You don't have nothing to support that monthly bill. If $2,000 or $1,000, whatever come up to you, ain't got nothing to support it. And little Shaheen, he ain't got nothing. And little Shakita, she ain't got nothing going on. You know, what you doing? It's crazy. They don't sit down and they don't think about this money game. Money is a game. But if money,
you know
how to play it,
we are the one people who are the least educated on economics and money. We're the least educated. We just know we get money, we spend it. Do I have enough money to do that cruise? Do I have enough money for that? We do not think long term at all.
I don't know
and
how
we got into
this
like we
mess.
Say, continue to get manipulated. You know how much Bill Gates' net worth is? $131.3 billion.
And you know what? You know what?
Little Kermit the Frog ass.
Off the back to me and you. Off the back to me and you. Who buy more computers than anybody else? Come on now. Who buy more cell phones? Who buy more laptops? More desktops? It's black people. I go and I check the Consumer Affairs reports. Okay? I check the Gross National Product Index. Black people buying up everything, but nobody ain't saying nothing because we too stupid to know that's something we can negotiate with. We gonna buy nothing, y'all ain't got nothing, but we too stupid to keep buying even though they hate us. We keep making them richer and richer and richer. Listen, what we don't realize is that
used to buy up over 242,000 acres of farmland in 19 states.
How they got switched around? The only people that came to America and made money, even though we were enslaved, we made money for them. Even though after the slavery and Reconstruction, we became the richest people in manufacturing and everything, but the certain thing that we could not do because we were not allowed to do it because it wasn't legally. When the white man saw us doing stuff, wild stuff individually, then he had stepped in with the law is this and the law is that, and you can't do that and you can't do that. The first car, black man. Okay, the first manufacturing of any product in America, the factory concept for black man. We don't understand that the woman went to Pennsylvania. I forgot her first name. A Baker. She said, "Oh, these black people need some money, child. They ain't got nothing going on." She started a bank. Okay, that right there in Pennsylvania, 1899 or 98. Okay, and she started. She built the city. Off of her little bank, she financed shops and stores. We are awesome people when it comes to finances. We just got in a messed up situation. We got in the bed with the wrong wife. That's all. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You got a woman that can help you and boost you up and make you successful, my brothers. And then you got that woman that just keep taking and tearing you down. That's America. They are not a good wife. They tear us down. They don't build us up. But we keep giving them, supporting them. But when it comes to money and economics, this country here wouldn't have been nothing. The 25 richest families in this country, every one of them represents slavery, represents sugar, represents cotton, represents that whole industry. That's how they got rich. It is asinine that we continue to support an economy that don't support us, but we do it, and and reparations come. We're not asking them to give back which belongs to us. We're saying to them, please, can you find a way? Maybe you're a nice guy. Hell no. Do the math, crackers. Do the math. This belongs to me. I'm not to ask you for what belongs to me. You stole this. When somebody steals your car, you don't go say, "Please, sir, can you give me it back?" No, you say, "Give me my bad goddamn car. It belongs to you.
Hear you might get shot. Shoot, don't play with it."
We got to stop begging these people and let them and do the math. All you got to do is white people are so they're into common sense things. So you go to them and you do the math and you send them all the math and you say, "Listen, this is what I'm talking about." Da 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 da. When they know that you know what they know and you're telling them to make the correction, these crackers are going to make the correction because they think we don't know. They think we just happy. We happy to get a little day off. We happy to get a birthday for Dr. King. We happy for them to say February is Black History Month. They give us stuff that have no financial connection. Everything they give us is nothing to make no money. Do you notice that? All the things that we've been given, and we're dancing around, "Oh, God, thank you, Jesus, they're giving us stuff that have no financial base. It's not going to make us give our grandkids a better life and our great-great-grandkids and leave wealth to our children. They give us nothing with money connected that's going to build our community. We don't need their love. We don't need their documentation. We don't need them to say nice things and write good laws and all that bull crap. We need our damn money back. We give us back our goddamn money. We don't. We'll figure out the rest. We might not leave you. They figure, oh, if the niggas get all the money, they're gonna leave America. Oh God, poor. Oh, I can't take it. They don't want that. They don't want us to wake up to an economic system that belongs to us. They don't want us to wake up, Morris Americans, and understand this belongs to us. We own this. That's the only way we could have made all the money we made and made all the strides we made. Something is wrong with that trip from on the Mayflower from Africa to here. Something is wrong with it, and something was wrong with the brothers and sisters that were here already. Somehow there's a great divide. But I tell you, we own this. This belonged to us. And the day that we say it belongs to us and ask for it back, that's the day God going to say, let me bless my children. They ready now. Ain't no hell the children of Israel can leave Egypt and get into the promised land and act like a fool. And God said, I can't bless that. But when you know that the promised land belongs to you, and you tell those who stole it from you, give it back to me. Say it. I tell people we should ask for our freedom. Black people, well, you know, we have to figure out what we're going to do. The hell with that. Doing ain't nothing to figure out. Give me my freedom. Boom. Just say it. Just say it.
Right.
Like them people got that commercial where they got in the window and say, this is my money and I want it now. This is my freedom. God damn it, I want it now. This is my country. I want it now. Well, you just say it. Let them crackers figure out the rest. We just tell them we know it belongs to us and give me back my goddamn money. Black people know how to step up and act crazy. We know how to do that. Black people are baiters at making you give them back what belongs to them. You know? Black people don't play that.
We need to do flex for them.
I'm telling you, when I'm old mamas, look now, honey, let me put something to you, baby. Come on over here, baby. Look at me. Listen clear, baby. I like you. You're a nice young man, and you're somebody's child. But you better give me what belongs to me, baby. You know, get with them big mamas. Let them go tell the government. I bet you're going to tell them. There's going to be some shit up in here. Get one of them Adidas with the gun. What's going on now? Let's get it going. Let's get it popping. It got to be a change. And sometimes, I'm telling you something, I know it sounds crazy, but sometimes crazy will get you what you need. Sometimes you got to act crazy. You know that song, that y'all going to make me act crazy up in here. You got to get crazy sometime. But ain't enough of us brave enough, enough of us brothers brave enough to step up and go and do it. And you don't need a gun. Yeah, I'm not saying you got to go get a gun. I'm saying you got to do no violence and threaten to beat nobody up. But just give them the understanding that you know what they did. See, they think we don't know. They think, oh, America's beautiful. It's a democracy. Everybody is lovely. We love each other. We're all Americans. That's bullshit. When you tell them crackers that you know what you know, I went to them universities and I told them crackers in their ear. I said, listen, this one went down. Da 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 da. 1866, 1670. Da 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 da. Oh wow, that sounds great, guy. Yeah, but I can't teach that. You know, but I understand it. You sound great, Ron. It's really, really good. As long as I keep my damn job and feed my kids, it's all right, Ron. Me, you can keep that secret. You understand what I'm saying? They like that, but they know. See, the thing is, the problem with the crack in America and the leadership and the white leadership, the Republican, the Democrats, all these white people, they know. They just don't want me and you to know. And they don't want us to say it, because once we say it, they know they have to redeem themselves and they have to come straight and do the right thing. That's all. We just got to come together and say it. And another thing they know, too, is they're going to have the East saying something, the West. They're going to have us all over the – we can't come – we don't have common sense enough to come together and just say the same thing. Give us back our goddamn money, what belongs to us. We ain't playing no more. This is some bullshit.
No more to talk about. Like, it's okay. You'll be all right. Get my money. You know, that's it. You know, I want the family to understand, like, when I talk about things and I talk about people being, like, wicked people and evil people, I'm not just saying that because that's my opinion. I'm saying it because a lot of these wealthy people will tell you and show you with different little emblems that they wear and what have you. And I remember when Melinda Gates was on a talk show and she had on a satanic cross. And so all you got to do is just look stuff up, family. Okay, Melinda Gates wears a satanic cross. Chelsea Clinton wears a satanic cross. This is real. This is not like, oh, blah, 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 blah. No, this is real. You have people who truly, truly worship Satan. They worship the devil. They do. And so they're in the highest places. Okay, Melinda Gates is a billionaire on her own because she's married to him anyway, but she got a little bit of her own money too. Excuse me. These people are playing some really nasty games with us, and we have to pay attention. That's why I mentioned him with the farmland, all right, how much his net worth was, all right, that his wife wears a satanic cross and what have you. He probably wears one under his little purple sweaters. But do not be swayed, all right? This is these people, especially him, they're not coming to save anybody, and that's why I always go in, because you've maimed 30-something thousand Indian girls, okay, with the HPV vaccine, okay? You maimed another few tens of thousands of African children with the oral polio vaccine. Look this up, family. So don't think the same person who's done all this damage to melanin-dominant people in India and Africa is going to try to get his hands on something to just distribute to us in America because he loves us. And I'm going to leave it right there because I get tired. Oh, but he's a philanthropist. Oh, he gives money to such a whatever. I won't hear nothing about it. I won't hear nothing about all that. When a man trying to kill you and your future offspring, sterilize your children and make sure that none of your kind can be born again.
Exactly. But don't you notice the Rush Limbaughs, the Hannitys, the Carsons, all those left wing, right wing, or whatever the hell they're supposed to be? You hear them
saying
vile things on their radio programs, on national television, on national radio, newspapers. They say some pretty ugly things about black people, black movement, black history. Completely ugly. We have to come back with the same ugliness, because that's the only thing they're listening to. They're not listening to, they act like they want to listen to, you know, things based on history and facts and numbers and economics and all this stuff. They don't want to hear that bullshit. They want to hear the same crap that they're sowing on us. It's the same stuff we need to throw back on them. The problem is, we're not willing to do that. But Ron Robinson is coming. I'm going to, so help me God, I know y'all say don't get rich, but if I ever, when y'all ever hear me on my own national television, own national radio station, and I'm going to push that stuff every day, I'm going to say things that nobody wants to say, nobody wants to hear, all these nice black people just getting along so they can make their dollars and 50 cents, ain't going to be no more. It's time we have to tell the truth. The Bible say tell the truth. And it set you free. I might be incarcerated, dead, or whatever, but I'll be free because the truth got to come out. And all of us know the truth. I hear too many black people talking truth, but they're talking it to themselves, and they're whispering in little corners and damn places like that. You cannot whisper the truth. It's true. God wanted to be known. God wanted us to speak out. He said, go on the hedges and highways and everything. They want to hear, they don't want to hear. He wants us to tell the truth. The truth we wanted to reveal, but we're keeping the truth a secret, and that's what keeping the lie alive. The Bible said at the end of this time, people will prefer the lie. Not that they don't know it's a lie, but they prefer it. Why? Because it's easy. It sounds all right. But sometimes you got to make people uncomfortable. You got to make people feel very uncomfortable about who they are, and what they're doing to you. You got to let a person understand. Victims that have been victimized by whatever kind of person that abused them, when they step up and say, you did this to me, and I want you to understand what the hell you put me through, that person that was the abuser see a whole nother likeness in what they did. They see now how dehumanizing and demeaning and evil they were to that person. But if you go there and say, you know what, listen, you know what, I just want you to understand that you did these things to me, and, you know, I felt so bad at that time, but I'm trying to figure out a way to overcome these circumstances, so I just wanted to come to you and let you know that I, you know, but I'm willing to forgive you, and I feel that, you know, I'm healing. You know, that's not the person ain't going to, the abuser is going to continue to abuse more people because he's going to say, what the hell? I'll abuse her and she feel good. Let me go abuse another one. You know what I'm saying? But the day that you let him know that his abuse have been demonstrative, had destroyed you, it had been, you let him know exactly what you're feeling, that changes the narrative. You know, that changes the narrative. That the Ahmaud Arbery, judge, he was talking about, you know, he put it in his configuration. He was saying, oh, you know, we have to stop how we see neighbors and who we think neighbors are and what we think about neighbors, whether it's positive or negative. If it's positive, we see the best in others, then we see the best in ourselves. We see the worst in others, we see the worst in ourselves. That sounds nice. That sounds nice for a Shakespearean play. It sounds wonderful. But that's not what the American people need to hear. They need to hear that these are ugly people, they are vile and dehumanizing people, and they ran that young man down because of the color of his skin. And that shit has to stop. He should have said, this is the worst I ever saw in my life. You don't do this to human beings. If you are a civilized person, you don't treat another person like that. And that's what I'm talking about in this country, why we have so much violence, because people are tired of being violent, people being violent against them, and they're reacting to the violence against them. But there's nobody ever trying to talk up for the violators, the abusers, over hundreds and hundreds of years of abuse. Nobody standing up and say, this is the vilest thing that ever happened, and I understand it, and it got to stop. This bullshit got to stop. But it ain't going to stop until we, the abusees, those of us who've been abused, can stand up and say it. I've been abused, physically abused in South Carolina in all kind of ways. I can tell people privately and publicly, okay, by white people. Because when you're a little child and somebody kick you and say, nigga, get out of here, 9 times out of 10 you run, but you ain't going to tell your parents because you're scared. If you tell your parents, they go back there and try to beat the man up. They're going to hang your father in the tree because you've seen so many fathers hung in trees. So that fear that I live. But the day I stood up and told them, fuck y'all, come and kill me, I'm ready to die, that was the day I got my liberty, I got my freedom, and I got my respect, and I got my manhood to go forward. My father said, a coward lives 1,000 lives, but a man died one time. I'm ready to die one time and one time only for that which is right. And I say to every brother on this phone right now, and sisters too, but the men have to step up to be the first to partake in this action against the dehumanizing behavior against our society. Men have to step up to being men. Brothers, let's die one time. No 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. Let's die. Let's be men. Let's die. If we have to die, let's die one time, and let's get this thing over with. I'm just tired. I'm just tired. And I'm not advocating, trust me and believe, I'm not advocating no kind of violence. I'm advocating standing up for that which is right and making it known. I'm tired of all the secretness, undercover, people talking to themselves and talking to their own venues. We need to get this stuff out into the public. I wanted to do that Mayor Eric Adams, he talking about all the violence and they're gonna, and I understand what they're doing. See the white man gonna take that violence that's happening in America against cops and they're gonna put it on black people. Like we killing cops. The white man killed more cops than anybody. Go to the FBI statistics.
That'd be okay? Fun. It's just everything is about a spin show. You know what that is.
The narrative, the white people smart enough. See, the black people, Eric is probably trying to do some kind of kumbaya, my lord bullshit, but the white people sitting back and trying to configure, how can we put this on the blacks? Black Lives Matter. They're killing. The man was saying that one of those right-winged radio shows, I looked at the guy today, he's saying the Black Lives Matter is causing all this violence. And he even trying to say the Black Lives Matter was at insurrection. That's such a goddamn lie. There was no Black Lives Matter members at that insurrection on January the 6th. But he's trying to put us there.
Oh, they weren't there. You know, but that's a whole other story about Black Lives Matter. But I definitely get where you're coming from. We've got work to do. We've got to start with ourselves. We got to do like Michael Jackson with that man, look at the man in the mirror, look at the woman in the mirror, and figure a whole lot of stuff out. You know, I can't believe how fast the time goes, Reverend. It's 9:47.
Okay, listen, I'm so sorry. Give my blessings in.
Oh, you don't have to apologize. It's okay.
Well, I don't know what Dr. Whitman's saying. I don't know what Dr. Whitman's saying. I'm just kidding. Love you, brother.
And both of you are joy and a treasure. I'm not joking. I'm just grateful, and I thank you again.
I'm going to be a treasure to Dr. Winform when this is over.
Right, you got to check with him when it's over. He'll let you know.
I want him to feel it. Treasurer is here. Say it again, sister. Say it 10 times. No, I'm just kidding.
But I thank you both so much, and I love your input. I appreciate your input. You know, you two have some heavy hitters, so I hope that the family got some very viable information this week. God is willing, we will be back next Monday, same time, same network. Please, family, do yourself a favor. Go to myprojectneo.org and get involved. This is a wonderful initiative for us to do things for each other. It's not $1 million, okay? Just get in there and you know, look around and learn some things, okay? And support the Neo Nation Network. There are many other very wonderful and informative programs on this network, and we're doing our best to make sure we bring you the proper content. So, again, I thank you for joining me this Monday. I thank you so much. I wish everybody, again, a most marvelous 2022. Happy birthday to all the Aquarians out there, because the sun is in Aquarius now. You know, remember what I said about what's going on with the planets and just have it applied to your own life. Get your birth chart done if you can. Get your numbers and your numerology done. Like, this is a time for empowerment. Again, Aquarius is the glyph of the man pouring out the water. What is the water? The water is knowledge. The water is knowledge. Water is information. Okay, so it's being poured around the whole earth so that we can grow up, so we can learn, so we can enlighten, so we can get rid of what's not really working and stay with what is working, so we can get ourselves out of probably negative situations that we may have been in for a while and we need to get out of. If that's the case, then jet. But, you know, again, this is a marvelous and beautiful time for us and humanity. So shine your light brightly. Be kind and gentle to each other. Remember that you get what you give. You get what you give out. So be loving and be beautiful in the world and make a difference. Make a positive difference, okay? And let's stick together out here. Let's protect each other, all right? Have a wonderful and fantastic week ahead. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Be safe out here. It's cold up here in the north, okay? We got snow. All kind of exciting things on the ground, please believe me. So I would just urge you to just bundle up, making sure that you're dressed properly in the world, okay, because it's chilly out here, all right, and snow and everything. Put a blanket in your car. Make sure you got water in your car. You got a flashlight. You have batteries in your car. Maybe put an extra down jacket in the car. You know, just in case you do stall or you get stuck, you're not going to freeze while you're waiting for AAA or someone to come and help you, okay? It's real fierce right now. Some people, if you're in a snowy area, put, like, sawdust or a kitty litter in your car. It'll help you to get out of the snow if you're stuck in the snow. Yeah, you know, winter's brutal, so don't play with her. Winter's fierce, or him, old man Winter. Don't play with him, all right? Just be prepared. And again, with Mercury in retrograde, we'll be out probably in the next week and a half, but with Mercury in retrograde, you know, mind your words, mind your thoughts, take extra time to travel, do not attempt to rush anywhere, be mindful of incidents and accidents around you, be safe and careful, family. Okay, thank you so much. I am Queen Amina, and you have been listening to the Black Alice in Wonderland. I do my best to bring you as much truth and light and love as I can. And I will continue to do so for as long as I can. All right? So you all have a beautiful week ahead. If you need some really good music, please go to SoundCloud.com and look up DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCONTROLL. All right? Get some beautiful music for your soul. It feels so good when you're listening to good music. Music always can just put me in a whole nother state of relaxation. So get some good music, listen to my husband, he's wonderful, and, you know, just be love and light, family, be love and light and shine, okay? One love, be amazing, one love.